shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, on this very planet, on this very day, the 10th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015, we welcome you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra Uninterrupted Transmission, simultaneously cast on CHK 97.6 across Biafra land. We are also on satellite. We also happen to be online. Therefore, if you are listening through Darsat, through Eutelsat, Amos 5, Arab satellite, Amos 5, 1 and 2 as well, you should be receiving Radio Biafra via your decoder. We are also online via www.radiobiafra.co. We also happen to be on www.ipob.org. Radio Biafra can also be followed via www.rblworld.tv. We happen to be on tuning.com, which means if you download tuning app, you'll be able to find us. We are also on Montserrat Radio. If you go to that platform, we are there. We are on radioforest.net. In fact, if you're lost, just go to Google and type in Radio Biafra. They will direct you as to how you can listen to us this very evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are. Therefore, we say, as always, that this is Radio Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those in the Far Eastern part of the world. To them, we always mention all the time because of their dedication, their sacrifice, their devotion and application towards the singular pursuit of the restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. And that is Biafra. That is why we are here. If you find us discussing Biafra too much, if we sound addicted to our country, if we come across as being too patriotic, you must forgive us. Because we are people with a mission, we are devoted, we apply ourselves, and in so doing ensure that the propagation of truth, honesty on this very platform is unalloyed, unequaled, and can never be replicated. That is why we must welcome you wherever you are. Tell those around you. Sometimes we say this to you, but you don't. It is your responsibility. You as an individual to go out and tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on. If you're listening via your radio, tell them how to get CHK 97.6. If you are listening to Radio Biafra via any satellite platform, also go out and tell those of them who are close to you that we have changed our frequency, that we are now on 12335 frequency on satellite. If you're listening online anywhere, please also go out and tell people, tell those around you to go online, go to Google, type in Radio Biafra. It will take them to the plethora of platforms we're using on that very medium. Radio Biafra is here to serve one singular purpose. Unashamedly, to seek the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Some people don't know why we are here. This evening we are about to explain to them. Some of them get confused about our approach and why we say the things we do. This evening, we clarify it for them. Some people don't quite understand what Biafra means, what it stands for, what they stand to gain in time to come. This evening, we shall also endeavor through our broadcast to bring the meaning, knowledge, awareness, and understanding of Biafra to the attention of a global audience. Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is listened to across the length and breadth of this very planet. we remain at the cutting edge, at the forefront of the propagation of the gospel that will restore Biafra, because we possess attributes lacking in other people, because we are chosen by heaven to do this very work and not by man. We are not, I repeat, we are not driven by the evil disease of envy, greed, and jealousy. Here we purge ourselves of all those shortcomings. Here we are not beholden to any of the seven deadly sins which have afflicted these people, have rendered them desolate and useless, which is why they will entertain Buhari. The stupidity of Igbo people is so staggering that this night I will let them bear. I will let them bear, because this race is staggering from one hopelessness to another, from one stupidity to another, from one calamity to another. They are useless. The Igbo race is stupid and foolish. Tonight we lay them to bear. We tear them to pieces. We let them come face to face with the stark reality of their stupidity and hopelessness. To be an Igbo person is not a very good thing at this point in time, because this race is an embodiment of shame and dishonor. An embodiment of shame and dishonor. This race is a disgrace. We must bring them to a certain awareness that things are the way they are today because of the behavior of Igbo people. That their children are being killed, that they now sell their children to be able to survive, that Hausa people can burn their campaign buses down, but when Hausa people come down, they confer them with chieftaincy title, is an indication of the decay at the heart of the morality of this very race. Decay. Proper decay. Here we cure illnesses of different kinds and of different shapes and sizes. This evening, the very last disease that is Igbo, we cure it. Because this foolishness is too much. This nonsense is too much. A race that has no shame. A race that cannot hold its head very high. A race where children are being sold. A race where if you want body parts, you get it. A race where anybody with £25,000 is classed as a very rich man. There is something fundamentally wrong with these people, and that is why Chukwu Abiama has never given us Biafra all this while. But this evening, we shall insist in calling down the glory of heaven. We must insist that Chukwu Abiama give us every fortitude, not just grace, every resilient attribute that can be mustered from heaven, that we may go on relentlessly to ensure that Biafra comes, because without Biafra, what will happen to them? The hopelessness of this race is about to be laid very bare. Their stupidity will be showcased before a worldwide audience, that they may learn. They think they are smart, but they are not smart. They think they are intelligent, they are not intelligent. Individual brilliance is, you know, isolated and scattered here and there. But collectively as a race, the most stupid you will ever come across. The most stupid you will ever come across. Before I continue, I will, as always, offer praise and thanks to Chukwu Abiama for his mercy, for his kindness, for his abiding love upon our lives, and the privilege to be able to serve his creation. I serve Biafran people, God knows in heaven. I do not serve Igbo people, because that name is cursed. IGBO. When I speak, write it down, because eventually it comes to pass. Write it down on a piece of paper. IGBO, Igbo is cursed. It's a cursed word. They now dwell in the entity of darkness instead of light. I thank Chukwu Abiama that I am a Biafran. I thank Chukwu Abiama for Biafra. I thank Chukwu Abiama also for making it possible to call upon those that he called upon to serve his holy name through these very means. And if not for any other thing, he will ensure that Biafra will come, because he is God. His words must come to pass. Everything He says must happen, invariably does happen. Most of you will weep. Most of you will cry. Most of you will gnash your teeth because some of you are Igbo. But I don't feel sorry for you, because everything happening to you, you brought upon yourselves because you sacrificed decency and honor and pursued political expediency. In the end, you have become totally irrelevant. You have become like scavengers. You are no longer in control of your destiny nor your fate. Awosa Fulani people decide for you. Awosa Fulani show you how to think. Awosa Fulani impregnate your women, giving birth to rubbish every blessed day. That is why you will stupidly allow Buhari to come into the bowels of Igbo land and you confer chieftaincy title upon him. Every Igbo person should weep. Every Igbo person, if you don't know what to do, you go and hang yourself. Some of you should not exist. You are not the children of God. I insist, you can never come from heaven. I doubt it very much. The Igbo race is a disgrace. Complete and utter disgrace to humanity. It's a disgrace. For us to get Biafra, we must not think like Igbo people. Once you think like Igbo people, you are finished. You can never win. We must be resolute and think like Biafrans. Very, very strong. We must be Biafrans at all times. If we miss it, then we are finished. For us to get Biafra this very evening, as we are going to lecture and touch upon, and as we will seek to substantiate through the news headlines and accompanying news summary we shall bring this very evening. Those of you that we are born to do this very work, now is the time to come out. Not tomorrow, not next week. There is nothing anymore to watch, wait and see what is going to happen. Now is the time. If you continue to keep quiet, this very hopeless, wretched race called Igbo will disgracefully be non-existent. For us to get Biafra, our thinking and approach has to change. If we think like 1967 to 70 class, we will lose. Something must change in our thinking, in our approach. How we approach Biafra has to radically, radically change for the better. If you are a Biafran, you must kneel down and pray to Tukwu Abiam not to imbibe you with the spirit of Igbo. If the spirit of Igbo goes inside you, you will fail, you will lose. Because they have been taken over by the kingdom of darkness and of Satan. I have every reason to believe that Igbo people are satanic. The only thing that can save you is Biafra. To allow a man that killed your children, your daughters and your sons to come into your land and you conferred upon him chieftaincy title as a race. Your so-called elders are the laughing stock of everybody. You people have no honor. You are criminals. You lack decency. And I am telling the world the way you are, that you may change. You people are evil. You are the architect of your demise. Unless you change, your doom will be nearer than you expect. Only Sam Mbakwe, in the last 48 years. Only Sam Ononaka Mbakwe is able to encapsulate, to understand how to operate as a people under siege. We are under monumental siege, both physical and spiritual. In a celestial sense, in a contemporary sense, we are under cataclysmic pressure. that some of you cannot see because you are blind. We are going extinct as a people. Only Mbakwe did something to save us. And what did Mbakwe do? Because this evening, our format of presentation is changing slightly to accommodate this very gospel that must be preached here. For those of you joining us, my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her forces, and by the same virtue, the director of Radio Biafra. I serve the indigenous people of Biafra by the grace of heaven, not of this earth. I don't serve Igbo people. You must understand that very well. I cannot serve kidnappers. I cannot serve those that sell their children. I don't serve those that confer chieftaincy titles upon those that kill their daughters and their sons. I don't serve people without honor. I cannot serve a people without shame. I cannot serve a people that nobody regards as anything. I can't serve a people whose interest is to go and do buying and selling, a mercantile mentality that is so destructive that today they are going extinct and they don't know it. I can't serve you. I serve Biafra by the grace of God in heaven and not of man. For bringing Biafra to my knowledge and attention, if not for any other thing, I will worship Chukwu Abiama forever. I thank heaven for Biafra. Because if today I am here and the only thing I have to look forward to is being an Igbo person, I swear to heaven I will drink poison and die. The word Igbo is satanic. Mark it down somewhere, say I told you. You can be upset all you like, I don't give a toss. Is it the truth, what you're hearing? You may not like it. How dare you? How dare an old man in Biafra land allow Buhari to come in and confer chieftaincy title upon him? The God in heaven will destroy all of you and your families. You people are evil. We lost nearly 6 million people. They are in the grave right now. Some of them in our Safolani pit toilet in the northern part of the Zoological Republic. They died because of who they are. And what has this useless generation done? Is to dabble into 419 in Ezuoshi. Credit card fraud. Don't hear Jimanunu. In Ezuoshi. People lie through their teeth. You are so hungry that you cannot reason properly. There is no decorum. There is clearly the absence of honor and definitely no integrity. That is why some of you think that everybody is is criminally minded the way you are. Ulubundioshi. Not everybody is a rogue like you. Not everybody. We have come here to serve God. My prayer privately, when nobody is looking, is very simple. Chukwu Abiama, if indeed you have called us to do this very work in truth and honesty, if we have come to serve a divine purpose which you mandated, then you will, in your infinite glory, preserve us until this work is done. We come before you with a very clean hand and pure heart, because only you, God in heaven, can see the heart of man. Man cannot do so. Only you, because you are God. If our proclamations on this very platform is in any way dubious, if we are not truthful in all we preach about and do, Chukwu Abiama, you will strike us dead. You will remove our families from the face of this earth. You will bring shame and dishonor to us. But if you, as God in heaven, that knows our thoughts and our hearts, If our hands are clean and our conscience very pure, if we are incorruptible as we publicly proclaim, if we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, if we do all we do in truth and honesty, that glory may belong to your name in heaven and Biafra come down to this very earth. Guma abu chineke na kekere ligwenowa, you will bless us immensely. You will bless it because you are God, you are not man. If we are honest, you will bless us. And despite the fact that things may appear insurmountable, you will make a path for us that your name may be praised. You will create that very circumstance that will allow us to go back and say to people, we told you that the God we worship is one that liveth. That is why we are here. And you will not abandon your true children. God forbid. Your children are here for their sake. Please have mercy. For their sake, give us Biafra. Our Wosa people today have burnt a PDP bus campaigning for Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan. We are not into the zoo politics, but that is something to tell Igbo youths. That when you reject somebody, you reject them in toto. Awosa doesn't want you, but you are giving them chieftaincy titles. They say Awosa people don't know anything, but they all have their little radios. And with it, when they say attack PDP, they attack en masse. Jonathan cannot go to any emir's house in the northern part of the zoo and be conferred with any title. But Buhari can come and they can give him a title. The same thing now happening in France will come to happen in the zoo very, very shortly. For those of you who do not know what Boko Haram is doing today, Al-Qaeda did in Afghanistan. The Taliban did in Afghanistan. They needed to control a territory from where they can export terror. And they succeeded. Now, you have Al-Qaeda in the North Africa, in Somalia. You have Boko Haram in the Zoological Republic. If France cannot cope, if France, with their level of advancement and intelligence, cannot track people coming to kill them, how about a bunch of baboons in Africa? Do you think anybody can save you from Aso Rock? The answer is no. The only thing that can save our people is Biafra. That we get Biafra, that we exclude Islam. Only that can save us. Anything else is an exercise in stark futility. It won't work. Learn from Sam Mbakwe. If some of you don't know him, the ex-governor of Imo State, go and find out why he accomplished all the things he did. Ask yourself, what did this man do? You'll be amazed. Why did Sam Mbakwe succeed? Because Sam Mbakwe was reasoning and thinking like a Biafran. He knew we were surrounded by enemies. He had to do something for his people. They called him the crying governor. But he did something that no other governor could have done. He built industries. He allowed you to understand that the government was functioning. He was a very good man. For us to survive as a people, as Biafrans, not as Igbo people, you must think like Sam Mbakwe. You must be inward. You must look after one another. You must take care of one another. Very, very important. If you don't do it, you have seen what has happened to the Igbo race. The same thing will happen to you. And this is Radio Biafra. As always, our lines will open at the appropriate time. Radio Biafra is a place you come to and you think. You just don't come here to make fun or to make merry or be happy. We are not interested in happiness. We are interested in people who can be able to reason, to think properly. If you don't know that Nigeria is killing you, then you are even more stupid than we had thought in the first place. Nigeria is the antithesis of Biafra. Nigeria came to kill us. Nigeria came to pervert our way of life. Nigeria came to destroy. And have they not succeeded in destroying you completely to the point of hopelessness and irrelevance that you bring Buhari to Aba and call him Obuago, somebody who killed your children? You have no shame. You have no sense of decorum or no understanding. Therefore, you don't deserve respect. And you will never get it. This is Radio Biafra. Before we go on to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I must inform you, as we do always, that Radio Biafra runs an interactive session. Our lines will open and you will call us. You will take down the telephone numbers. You will also take down our Skype details. You will take down our Viber details when our lines open following the conclusion of the news headlines and accompanying news summary. You will then be able to call. And when you call, we will take your call from wherever you may be calling us from. The only thing I ask of you is to turn your system down. Turn it down completely and totally, that we may be able to hear you. If I take your call and your radio is on, your satellite TV is on, or your listening device is talking, I will discharge that very call. I will not take it. It is important you understand this, please. When we take your call, turn your system down immediately. I do appreciate that some people may be caught off guard. You may call us and be on hold and still listening. In that instance, I may be able to allow a grace of me actually asking you to please turn your system down. If you fail to do so, you will be disengaged. This is Radio Biafra. We have come here to behave like Biafrans, not like Igbo people or Nigerians. We are Biafrans. Never, ever forget about that. And this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed to the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very evening, with the time now standing at exactly 7:30 PM here in London, which is 8:30 PM in Biafra land, and the same time wherever you are, it is now 8:30 the top of the hour. Wherever you are, people are listening to us from Singapore, from Thailand, from Malaysia, of course, from Taiwan, from everywhere across the face of this very earth. Men, women, and children are listening. Families are listening to us. It will not cost you anything to inbox people to say, I am listening to Radio Biafra. It won't take anything away from you to phone them to say, are you also listening to Radio Biafra as I am? It will not take you anything to send them messages via WhatsApp, via BlackBerry, via any means available to you, to inform them that you are tuned in to the most exciting radio broadcast anywhere in the world. The finest university you can think about is here. We don't allow APC people here. We don't allow Igbo Nigerians here. This is not for them. We don't allow people who in the morning talk about Biafra, in the evening they're asking you to join APC. This is not for you. This is not a place for Hausa-born Nigeria police informants. Not here. If your blood is contaminated, we don't want you. You don't belong here. Go to Hausa land and live there. If you sell our information to police, which some of you are now experts at, typically Igbo people, this is not for you. If you are a Biafran, you are welcome. This is where you belong. I will therefore proceed to present the news headlines this evening and accompanying news summary. It doesn't give me pleasure at all, but our WhatsApp people are reporting, they are blogging this news with every ounce of happiness that Buhari went to Aba and he got chieftaincy title and bought granite from a woman in Ariaria Market. They are making fun of you people, not me. I'm a Biafran. I'm not Igbo. I can never be. Because you people are a disgrace to humanity. Can you imagine, say, Adolf Eichmann traveling to Jerusalem to go and buy granite? Can you think of any high-ranking Nazi official traveling all the way to Israel to do anything? Can you not see how foolish you people are, Igbo people? Can't you see it yourself? No. Can you not? Are your eyes not open? Or you cannot read and write properly? Contrast this very news with the next one which we are bringing to your attention this very evening. And see how people who are sensible, how they behave. Awosa youth set Jonathan's campaign bus ablaze in Jos. They don't have time for wishy-washy compromise, jargon and rubbish about 1 foot in Biafra, 1 foot in Nigeria. They reject you. They reject you. They don't give a toss who you are. Awosa Fulani don't want Jonathan. And they make it clear. How about you, wretched Igbo people? If Satan comes today, they will give Satan chieftaincy title. And when Satan is going there, but even throw in their daughters and their little children. So that Satan, when he gets to Okomo, can find something to roast and feed on. Igbo children. Igbo people, you have no shame. That is why your lives are filled with greed, envy, and jealousy. That's all you are good at. And that is why you are last in the zoo. Some of you don't know that your own son is contesting for the presidency. Chekwa Sokoria. Do you mention his name? The answer is no. Have you asked yourself why you don't even know that one of your own sons is actually contesting for the presidency? Because the devil has gone inside almost all of you. Blinded you to reality. You can't see anymore. That is why I say to people, for you to understand Biafra the way we do, you need the grace of God. If not, you can't see it. That is why, because some of you are very awful, plain awful. That is why you think every other person around you is as evil as you are. If you're a drug pusher in the past, you think, oh no, they must be doing drug pushing. Oh, let's go to Biafra and learn how to do drug pushing. You make a living by lying and stealing from people. Because of that, you think everybody is like you. You may have a very wretched upbringing. That is no excuse for you to be a thief and a criminal. We have come to preach this gospel that you may change. I don't care what people think about what we are doing. When you go back and you're lying down in your bed, ask yourself, are they speaking the truth? If it is the truth, then you shouldn't have any problems with it. As for the Igbo race, they're a joke. Awosa youths in the north are burning Jonathan's campaign buses. But in Aba, you are singing for him. Do you know that we are singing? I saw a video that somebody posted. They were singing song for Ebu Buhari, Bogi Jonathan. And you're telling me these people are well? Igbo people, that they are normal? Come on, you must be joking. You must be joking. You think if you wear Kalaria, you wear red hat. You know, susu. You are a human being. You are not a human being. Disgraceful. You are singing for Buhari in Aba. Useless people. Keep being boy to Awosa all your lives. Boy. INEC won't distribute permanent voter cards in 25 Borno government areas. And I say to them, if people don't vote in Borno, how can you have nationwide elections? How can you elect a president if Borno does not vote? But of course, we are monkeys. you will still go on to declare somebody a winner, won't you? Because all the results you have written, waiting to announce it. I don't know why God bothered creating you people. I don't know why God even bothered in the first place. Anyway, but somebody has to be a slave in the farm and pick cotton and tobacco for white people. Maybe that is your job. Maybe that's what you came to this world to do. To be boy. Who knows? Because somebody has to do the filthy work. Military worried over crop of officers produced by NDA. When I tell you they listen to us, they do. Who doesn't? Listen, if you listen and pay attention to Radio Biafra broadcast, you will know that they listen. Invariably, they come back to respond to what we told them only less than 2 weeks ago, that NDA is a joke. NDA is rubbish. In your village, especially in Igbo land, you will see one idiot recruit from NDA. The same NDA being disgraced by Boko Haram. A bunch of illiterate, I was Fulani people. NDA, officer. Osetigon. Now they are saying that NDA is rubbish. The Nigerian military, the same way that lecturers are saying that their university education in the zoo is poor, is zero. It's the same way today that the military are saying that NDA is rubbish. Your so-called NDA. Nonsense, rubbish. Look at African people trying to have military academy. Who told you can run it? You cannot produce water and electricity. Ordinary water you cannot pump to people's homes. And you think you can run a fine military academy. Who told you that? Maybe that's where they learn to go and do coup. That's all they learn how to do. Oh, when Buhari is traveling, stop him on the road. Run to Radio Nigeria. Make announcement you have taken over. Go to the airport. Send a detachment to the airport to go and take over. That is all you learn at NDA. Do you learn warfare or battlefield tactics? If you did, how come you could not take Bakassi from Cameroon? How come? I ask. Black people. Defense Academy, my foot. They listen to Radio Biafra at least. Everything we preach here is correct. And for those of you who asking for one Nigeria, something is happening in Kano we wish to bring to your attention. Do you know what that thing is? Hizbah board. Do you know who is Hizbah? Islamic. They have destroyed 326,151 bottles of beer in Kano. These are businesses owned by Igbo people. But Islamic, there is an Islamic police inside a place that calls itself a republic, that says they are a federation. This is our country, Nigeria. You cannot drink beer in Kano. I hope that people are chronicling all of these things, so that when you go out to debate with a monkey and they say, no, Nigeria has to be one, you remind them of one simple example. Why is it that I can drink beer in Akure, but I cannot drink beer in Kano? Why can I drink beer in Owerri, but I cannot drink beer in Kano or in Sokoto? But we say we're in the same country. Are you telling me that there are areas now in America where you cannot drink beer or whiskey or brandy? Or any part of Europe, you cannot drink beer freely. But you know the funniest thing? Igbo people will buy this beer for celebration and they pay what is called VAT, value added tax. And you know where the tax goes to? It goes to Hausa people to go and fund Alamajiri education. People who are against beer. Now you know why they don't want Radio Biafra to continue. Because here you will learn things that you never knew possible before. Do you know, as Boko Haram is bombing and killing people, that Hausa Fulani in Kano, they are destroying beer belonging to Igbo businesses in Kano. Are you aware of that? 326,151 bottles broken and destroyed in Kano. These are Igbo businesses. And they will, of course, the Igbo people, what do you expect? They are an Andibariba. They think they are smart. Oh, one Nigeria. But your businesses in Kano, as we speak, you are into distribution of beer. It's been destroyed. Because Hausa says you can't sell beer in their place. But we are in the same country. Is beer illegal? The answer is no. What does the Nigerian constitution say about beer? You can drink if you want to. Then why is it against Sharia Hizbah law? Because you are putting together in a country under no specific value system, two diametrically opposed ideologies and religion, Christianity and Islam. We cannot be in the same space. It is impossible. But will some of you be able to understand it? No, I don't think so. You went to university in the zoo. I don't expect you to know. Because there you don't think radically. You are not encouraged to think like a radical. They condition you like the monkey bribe-taking monkey of Nigeria. That's all you do. You don't question things, do you? You don't. You accept the prevailing orthodoxy. Even when you have an opportunity to ask questions, you ask the most ridiculous and pathetic questions. But anyway, you're black people. I don't blame you. 20 more people killed as suicide bomber hits Maiduguri. Once again, 20 people dead. Every blessed day, people are dying. Every blessed day. But some of you, it will not occur to you to do anything. It won't occur to you, no. It will just won't occur to you to do anything. You are just there. Dormant and docile. After all, if you don't have any money, look at Angorika very well, your daughter. You pick her up and sell her. After all, you're an Igbo person, buying and selling. When you're not buying something, you're selling something. If you don't have any money, pick up your child and sell your child. So they can destroy your baby and use the organs to sell to people that need it more. After all, Americans are coming to harvest your organs, aren't they? So, Igbo people, please keep your children. Americans are coming with the British. They want to buy organs, kidney. They want to buy liver. They want to buy pancreas. Keep it. Keep your children. They shouldn't bother coming to. Just go to Igbo land and announce it. You see people killing their relatives to make money. Because in Igbo land, 25,000 is you're a multimillionaire. £25,000. You are a multi-billionaire with 6 million. You're a millionaire. If you buy Jeep and buy in Calaria, and you are a leader of thought in the village. Daft people. Look at them, wretched all over the place. You don't know if it is to follow Jonathan or Buhari or what. They forget their own child is running. Chekwa Sokori. His contest, nobody talks about him because he doesn't have money. Mad people. 20 more killed at suicide bomber hits Maiduguri market. Maybe a few more people are there as well. Damaturu under heavy Boko Haram bombardment and attack. Yesterday we brought you this news, but today it is becoming far more clearer. After all, they went to NDA. It's like asking somebody who graduated from a Nigerian university to come and articulate the philosophy of these politicians. Now they wouldn't know what to do. They don't reason. There's something called critical reasoning. Critical reasoning. You look at something and you make sense of it. Even before now, it is a struggle for a black person to be able to articulate properly. Talk less of when the education system is designed to act against your interest, as the universities in the zoo are designed. Damaturu under heavy bombardment, with the graduates in it, no doubt. We continue. A synagogue in Paris for the first time closes since the Second World War. I want to use this same Jewish analogy in Europe to describe the nonsensical garbage called Igbo race. Do you see the Jews, even after so many years, after the Second World War, that happened many, many years ago, they are still under attack. You see? Because a tenant is always a tenant. They did not open a particular synagogue in Paris because, for the very first time since the Second World War, because of the threat of Islam. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. How about those of you wishing to telling us that Islamic terrorism is not terrorism? It is love. They are showing love through sharing blood. Falling oil prices may affect the educational system. The other day, it was the public service banks being affected. Now, today, we are bringing to your attention once again about the imminent collapse of the zoo. You may not understand it, but it will happen. And when it happens, you're going to have all your effort, crying and weeping and gnashing your teeth. I will tell you, Lekwanya Rasham, I told you so. I will only play all these broadcasts for you. That's all I will do. Do you know that education system already that is so poor and wretched? University, and I don't have regard for university graduates from Nigeria. I have no regard for them because they don't make sense. They're not educated. I'm saying it whole high. I have no regard for graduates from the Zoological Republic. They are not educated. Even the wretched education you receive in your glorified secondary schools is about to become even poorer. Why? Because there is no money. Nobody is buying oil anymore. They buy Angolan oil, not yours. And because of that, you are poor. Your so-called rich country, Nigeria is a rich country. Who told you Nigeria is rich? It's a very poor country, one of the poorest in the world. You see a few people who are running around, you think you're, no, you are not. It's a feudal state. A vice chancellor is now complaining that the education system is about to evaporate as well, the same way the zoo is evaporating. Whoever is putting the downward pressure on crude oil, please continue. We love you. We, Biafrans, love you. Continue to maintain the pressure on the oil until the whole place goes up in smoke. It will go up in smoke. Of course it will. It is the zoo. The animals must be set free. Muslims have now turned Paris into a battlefield as Islamists now celebrate terror attack against this Charlie Hebdo. France is under attack. How about the zoo? Well, Jonathan came out and said, oh, we are going to defeat them. We will defeat Boko Haram. We have multinational task force in Lake Chad. France is under siege. France, you know, France is a nuclear power, one of the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. France, you know who is France? The country that gave the world Exocet missile. Some of you don't know the potency of Exocet missile. Go and study it and read it up. France is developed. France is advanced country. One of the finest in the whole world. Advanced, I mean. They are cowering away under wave upon wave of Islamic terror attacks. Talk less of the zoo. A bunch of monkeys. What do you think you are? What do you think you have in your brain that Islam cannot sweep away? People think that we are not Muslims today because we are somehow, I don't know, maybe lucky. Of course we are. Chukwu Abiyama said we are his children. Islam will not come here. Islam never came to Biafra land. It was West Africa. But now they are coming. They are more prepared. And you know the difference between now and then. Now the glory of God is no longer with us. That is the difference. Before, the glory of God was with us. That was why they stopped. Now, Okorocha is there. Ngige is there. Our children, they are there. We are in one almighty mess, I can assure you. Paris is under attack. Sustained and heavy Islamic attack. France. France in Europe. This one, you can't call NATO now to bomb anywhere because they are part of the population. How are you going to isolate them? Nobody knows. Every day they say, oh, let us remove the extremists. But the whole of Islam is extremism. All of Islam is extremism. There is no moderate Islam. Because they all condone evil. The Nigerian stock market capitalization is falling. It fell by, it fell by 92 billion naira amid panic selling. Nigerian stock exchange, I don't see it lasting till August of this year. There will be no more stock exchange. And I cannot thank God enough. Hey, Chukwu Abiyama, the zoo is collapsing before our eyes. But as I said to you before, what happened in Somalia is going to happen because we are not forward-thinking people. No vision, no foresight. Everybody go and mount your own checkpoint in your family. 7,300 monkeys from the zoo called Nigerians. They are now refugees that have fled to Chad in 10 days, according to the UN. UN is reporting that Boko Haram made it possible for 7,300 monkeys from the zoo called Nigeria to flee to Chad in 10 days. And they want to hold elections. How about these people in Chad? How are they going to vote? I ask. They're in Chad. How are they going to vote? And that is the question I pose to INEC. But they can't answer. After all, Buhari has no certificate. But he's Obuagwam. of Aba people. As I said, Paris is under attack. Disneyland in Paris evacuated after bomb threat. The French people, they love Islam so much in France, believe you me. Now they are getting a taste of it. I love what they are doing in the reign of President Obama of the USA. What a disgrace. The only time a black person is the president of the most powerful country in the world and Muslims are running riot everywhere. They won't do this under George Bush. Bush will bomb everybody. They can't tie this rubbish now under Bush, George Bush. It's because Obama is there. He's a black man. What do you expect? That is that thing with us. Ineptitude. Inept. If it was a white man at the Oval Office, this nonsensical Islam will not be happening. I remember Nikita Khrushchev. I can't say I remember, I read about it. I wasn't born by then. Nikita Khrushchev and John F. Kennedy, the Cuban Missile Crisis. And Kennedy said to him, if you don't take back your intercontinental ballistic missiles from Cuba, I will bomb it. And Khrushchev capitulated and withdrew from Cuba. If it's Obama, Obama will say, oh no, leave it. Can you stay? You can stay. President John F. Kennedy said, if you proceed to bring them to Cuba, we will intercept it and we'll destroy it. That is how men behave. Obama is a weakling. You think they will vote another black man into Oval? You must be mad. You think they don't have sense? They won't try that rubbish again now. You know that. Australian newspaper publishes Mohammed's cartoon in Australia because that is what I call steal. Come, we are waiting for you. That is what I like. These are not black people that you tell them what everybody runs away. Cowards on around, wretched. Compound cowards. They will keep publishing it. If you have it, you bring it. This world is full of sacrifice. If you have to die because of free speech, then so be it. That is how you respect and honor people, not wretched black people from Africa. We speak the way we do because we don't want Biafra to be like any other African country. And we don't want Biafra land to be like an Igbo place. God forbid. If it's Igbo, I mean, of course, it's when you come out and they give you kola nut, there is something inside it. We don't want that rubbish. This is Biafra. Not Igbo land we're talking about. Biafra. Federal government of the zoo can't account for $14 billion oil money, according to Aregbesola. But they said they shared the money yesterday. You didn't hear? Akpabio said we shared the money. $55 billion. We shared it. Governors, where is the money belonging to the country? We shared it. We shared the money. What can you do? Are you not a black monkey? What are you going? What can you do? Jonathan travels with 15-20 jets. What can you do about it? What can you do? You are a black person from Africa. What can you do? Yes, what can you do? Nothing. Tomorrow you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches and ask God, if I'm God, I will. As you're going into church, I will collapse the building on top of your head. You die of your wretched ignorance. This is Radio Biafra. We are not happy today. The Igbo race is foolish. We must remind them of that. Very, very foolish. We must remind them. If you're an Igbo person, I don't know, maybe you should go and look for a rope and hang yourself. You people are a disgrace to humanity. And this is why you're a disgrace to humanity. The nationwide campaign tour of the presidential candidate, now our news in greater detail, please. The nationwide campaign tour of the presidential candidate of the APC, Muhammadu Buhari, has gone to the commercial city of Aba in Abia State. He paid a courtesy visit to the palace of the Enyo of Aba, where he was conferred with the traditional title of Obuago One of Aba. Obuago One of Aba. And indeed, he killed our son. He killed the lion. He killed, he's not a lion killer. Obuago is tiger, but I can understand the context. So it means lion in this case. But Ago is tiger. Odom is lion. Of course, he killed our sons at Huwere. He killed us now. Some of us he sent into exile in Côte d'Ivoire. The airlift that happened to Cape Verde, the airlift to Gabon, it took place at Owerri when Buhari and his friends came. Today he has come, and the same Igbo people that he forced into slavery, into exile, they are welcoming him, calling him Obuago. You are our killer, the killer of Igbo people. That's what it means. Because our soldiers during that very period, without any weaponry, they were indeed brave lions.
They named him Obuagho, the lion killer. Talk about insensitivity. And these people die in their graves. They are dead. They died fighting for these old fools. These so-called Igbo elders that gave Buhari this chieftaincy title. These soldiers of Biafra went to war to fight, to save them. They were saved. And the only way you can say thank you is not to come and support us when we are building them a cenotaph, not to remember, but no, is to go and bring their killer. And you say to their killer, you are the killer of our children. That is your title. Obuagho, a killer of lions. In this context, of course. He paid a courtesy call. They gave him the title of Obuagho, one of our Babai, the Igbo elder, who adorned him with coral beads, a traditional attire, and that same red cap, which I told you is the bane of these people. They gave him a red cap. And there was a small choir, a small ungwa choir, a small abba choir that was singing for him. Buhari, you are omnipotent. Anything you say is true. Igbo little kids, Igbo, singing to Onyawasa. And you're telling me this race will survive it? They are glad that man is not God. Igbo race is a shame, honestly speaking. The pictures are here all over the place about your conqueror, Buhari. You honoring your conqueror. Amazing. Subsequently, Buhari and his entourage walked through some streets in Aba and visited the popular Ariaria market, where he visited a granite seller stall to patronize her. Igbo people, do you now see the reason why your cousins, the Bibios, the Efiks, the Idomas, the Galas, they don't want to come close to you? Do you now see why people in Delta say they are not Igbo? Do you now see the reason why Ikwere people say we are not Igbo? Do you see the reason why Ogoni people want to be on their own? It's because of your behavior. Your behavior is very, very bad. Can't you see? Who would like to associate with you when you don't have any shame, no pride, no honor, no dignity? The person that killed you, you bring him back to honor him. Crazy people. Crazy, crazy, crazy people. We continue. Youth set ablaze boss, Jonathan's campaign boss in Jos. In Jos. Some angry youths, when they say angry youths, they mean Awosa Fulani. You know, they conquered all those places. They are there. They are the ones killing native TV people. They are the same headsmen. It depends, when they come out in the daytime, they are angry youths. At night, they are Fulani headsmen when they are sacking and killing people in the villages and burning them down. Some angry youth on Saturday attacked and set ablaze a campaign bus branded with President Goodluck Jonathan's campaign posters at Zololo Junction in Bauchi Road in Jos. Jos North local government area of Plateau State. The bus was on fire at the time of filing this report. However, witnesses said the driver of the bus escaped unhurt. It is not clear what led to the attack. Police could not be immediately reached for comment. A witness whose car was also touched by the rampaging mob said another PDP branded car was also set alight. The source, who only identified herself as Mrs. Rose, of course an Igbo woman, told a national newspaper that her Honda car was also smashed by the protesting youth. She said the road leading to the area was blocked by the rampaging youth as they bashed other vehicles plying the route. According to her, the incident occurred in the presence of members of the Special Task Force in Jos Crisis, STF, who could not help stop the action of the youth. The incident has generated tension within the state capital, Plateau State, as residents ran to their homes. And they say the zoo will not break up this year. If it doesn't break up, then we shouldn't be talking about Biafra, to be honest. We shouldn't. Everywhere they see Jonathan in the north, they're chasing him. There are no drivers to drive their buses from Kaduna to Kano. They don't like Jonathan. And even their young ones, they understand it. Why? Because they get daily education from BBC Hausa Service. They think of one thing and they do one thing. How about you? Oh no, they are on radio. Why don't we go and start our own? Every baboon wants to start to be a broadcaster. Oh, I want to be like Ucheme for Nnamdi Kanu Brasti Mami. I want to be like them. Igbo people, Igbo. IGBO. Chineke Meruna Bere, you are beyond redemption. beyond redemption of man. We continue. INEC will not distribute PVC. PVC means permanent voter cards. There is one that is temporary, that is permanent. You don't know which is which. Maybe next year they'll bring out semi-permanent. Nobody knows. These are monkeys and baboons. They can't reason properly. That is why any project, there is no project they have ever executed that lasted and delivered on what it was said or intended to accomplish in the first place. Just like this. Amazing. The Independent National Electoral Commission on Friday said it would restrict the distribution. Why would they restrict the distribution of voter cards? But only in this, we're not even interested in the rubbish they're talking about. Because I'm certain that there will be no election in Biafra land. I don't know what they do elsewhere. Because our people cannot see what is happening. They still go out to vote. People are very, very hungry. I know that every blessed day when I call home, people lie through their teeth. They do all manner of things to try to get money to feed. Even at home, when people say, oh, we are pursuing Biafra, we love Biafra. Not up to 1% of the people back home believe in Biafra in truth and honesty. People see it as a way to feed. They can't, they don't know what Biafra is in truth and honesty. How do you know? Wait until there is no money to cook 3 brand new pots of soup. And then you see their true colors. They start selling everything. You know, buying and selling. Typically, Igbo people. If there's nothing to sell you, why don't you sell information on Biafra? To be able to eat. Hungry people. The Independent National Electoral Commission on Friday said it would restrict the distribution of the permanent voter card in Borno State to 2 of the 27 local government areas due to the Boko Haram menace. Only 2 local government areas out of 27 will be able to vote. The rest are under Boko Haram control. Effective control. If Borno State does not vote, then how can you, I've been asking this question, how can you therefore produce a president? I keep asking. Is there any legislation, any law that says you can go on to vote for a president even when parts of the country have been clearly disenfranchised? Who knows? Maybe they should be able to tell us. It has been revealed also that the exercise will be done between Saturday, January 10 and January the 15th. Speaking with journalists, the outgoing resident electoral commissioner in Borno State, Professor Tucker Saad, said the exercise would only be carried out in Maiduguri and Jhelo government areas due to the prevailing security challenges. He said INEC would also conduct continuous voter registration. There is something called permanent voter registration. There's also something called continuous. You keep registering people to vote in perpetuity. I don't know how they do this sometimes. I don't know how they come up with these things. But these people, they most clearly think people are daft. But of course, aren't we? Of course we are. I don't know if for how long we have to preach for before people will understand and begin to do exactly as we tell them to. Do you want to get Biafra? If that is yes, then you do as we tell you to. Before now, nobody or group of people managed to get Biafra to where it is today. The reason why we are where we are now is because we know what we are doing. Anything we don't tell you is for your own good. It's for you not to know. Because we know some of you more than you know yourselves. If we tell you where things are, if any day you're hungry, there is no money to feed, you go and sell the information to get money. And then you start asking for unity. It's like the idiots asking us to go and use Biafra to join APC. Then they come back and they still call for unity meeting with us, knowing fully well that we cannot be with them. Because they're asking us to go and join Buhari. They're the ones in Aba giving him chieftaincy title. It's quite clear that there will be no election in Borno State. Only 2 local government areas will be registered, which means it's rubbish. Less than, how can I put it, less than 15% of the population. Military worried over crop of officers produced by NDA. The hierarchy of the Nigerian Armed Forces has expressed worry over the quality of officers produced by the Nigeria Defense Academy for the military in recent years. This is coming just as the Nigerian Army, Nigerian Navy, and the Nigerian, which other one again? And the And the Nigerian Air Force have commenced an in-house intensive military training for young officers who have just passed out from the academy and deployed to the various services to better prepare them for the enormous task expected of them. Are you following this very piece of news? It has been hinted, according to some sources, that the crop of officers produced by NDA, which is responsible for the training of officers for the Nigerian Armed Forces, has become a great concern for the entire Nigerian Armed Forces, as the performances of most of the officers who passed out from the academy in the past 11 years are nothing to write home about. Sources have said that the decay in the training of officers actually started when the institution reverted to its current 4-year program as against its 5-year duration, as well as in interference from politicians and highly placed individuals over the day-to-day running of the institution. A top military source who craved anonymity told the defense report that the poor performance of these officers revealed that indeed the intensive military training and academic training the NDA was known for has derailed. Are you surprised? After all, the universities cannot produce quality graduates. So what makes you think that the army equivalent will be able to do the same? There is a terminal decay at the heart of everything to do with the Zoological Republic. Your central bank is crumbling because there is no foreign money to bring in. The crude oil price is going down. Nigerian stock exchange is going to ports. Teachers are not being paid. Even the academy itself cannot even train army officers to shoot a gun. That's how bad they are. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad, but that is the zoo. Why are they saying this thing now? Because they listened to Radio Biafra a few weeks ago when we told the whole world that people build military academy to train people. Why are you bringing Americans to come and train you? The essence of having the military academy is to train officers. So why are Americans coming to train them? Because the school is rubbish. That is why I said that this army cannot fight. The Zoo army, the Nigerian army cannot fight. They cannot win any war. I'm telling you the truth. Because they don't have the motivation. They don't have the training. There is nothing to fight for. People fight for something. Who will want to die under a flag of green, white, green? Are you foolish? Who would want to, I ask, serve under green, white, green? I doubt if that is possible. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. NDA is rubbish. Nigeria Defense Academy. Babash. It doesn't do anything. Doesn't produce anything. Does not. The Kano State Hizba Board, for those of you who do not know, this Islamic board, said it has destroyed 326,151 bottles of beer belonging to Igbo businesses. Out of the 363, it confiscated from members of the public in the past 3 years. This was contained in a statement in Kano on Saturday by the officer in charge of operation of the board, Alhaji Sanu Nasidi. The statement noted that the destruction of the illegal commodity was... You see, that is the problem. Now, you are in a country called Nigeria. Do you know that in some parts of Nigeria, a bottle of Star is illegal? To possess a bottle of Gouda or Star is illegal. Are you aware of that? No, you are not. But we are telling you today. It is here. The Hizba board in Kano, the Islamic Sharia board in Kano that enforce the law, not the police, is the Hizba. They have their own uniform. They can arrest you. They can kill you. They can do whatever they like to you. They have said very, very clearly that beer is illegal in Kano. Illegal. It is against the law for you to be drinking beer. So I asked myself, what is who owns Nigeria Breweries Limited then? I'm just Nigeria Breweries Limited. Guinness Nigeria PLC. Trading at the stock exchange. From where taxes are paid, and our WhatsApp people will get their own cut. So you see the hypocrisy. Now you understand why I hate Nigeria. Is this the sheer hypocrisy of it all? It stinks. You don't drink beer. Okay. Beer is illegal. Where does it say that beer is illegal in the constitution of the Federal Republic of the Zoological? The very Zoological Republic of Nigeria. In the zoo, where does it say that before? Has there been any precedent in law
Where it is because most of you do not know that there is Sharia admission in the Nigerian constitution. If Sharia court says beer is bad, it means beer is bad. Because your constitution 1999, drawn up by an Hausa Fulani man, Abdul Salami Abubakar, put it there that Sharia law holds where people want to uphold it. And if they say that beer is illegal, therefore beer is illegal. There is no court of law. There is no precedent. Who told you beer is illegal? Hausa Fulani said so. Islam said so. Why? Because the zoo, Nigeria is an Islamic country. Therefore, whatever Sharia Islam says is correct. Are you following? As they will say, are you pondering what I'm pondering? I'm used to be very fascinated about Pinky and the Brain. If you have seen the cartoon before, it is amazing. Very, very brilliant, very beautiful. Brain will say, are you pondering what I'm pondering? Go and watch it. I mean, he speaks impeccable English. You might learn from it. The statement noted that the destruction of the illegal commodity was carried out in three phases within the period under review. In the first phase, 42,000 bottles were destroyed. These are Igbo businesses who are the people running distributorships or distribution centers of beer. Igbo. I-G-B-O. You destroy their properties, they love you more. The more you destroy their lives and their properties, the more they love Nigeria. That is why I say they are daft. Very simple. Very, very simple. 20 more people killed as suicide bomber hits Maiduguri market. A suicide bomb blast at a poultry market in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, on Saturday has killed at least 20 people and injured 18 others, according to witnesses. Members of the local vigilante known as the civilian JTF told a newspaper that they saw 20 bodies after the attack. The bodies were counted as the civilian JTF fighters arrived the scene to help the rescue effort. It has been gathered that they did not want to be named for security reasons. The explosion, less than 6 weeks after the same market was attacked by suicide bombers, occurred at 12:20 p.m. today, Nigerian time. Residents and security officials have said the attack sparked panic across Borno State capital, with some residents scampering home for safety. The spokesperson of the Borno police, Gideon Jibrin, confirmed the explosion. He, however, said that police detectives were heading to the scene. Police detectives? Detectives? Nigerian police detectives to go and invest. Where is Oluko Lade? He's no longer talking. They are now sending Nigerian police to go and investigate bomb blast. How about the special bomb disposal units that you have? How about the special heaven knows what else that you claim that you have? Where are they? Because they have eaten the money. They budget, they spend the money, they take the same money and they put it abroad. That's what they do. They bank the same money in foreign bank accounts. That is what they do. And they turn around and tell you about Nigeria. Nigeria, we hail thee, we love you. I pledge to Nigeria, my country. A bunch of hypocrites. All of you hypocrites. That is why you are poor. In fact, that is why you are black from Africa. Suicide bombing to kill even more people. The zoo is crumbling by the day. And I cannot be grateful enough to Chukwu Abiama. Damaturu, the Yobe State capital, has again come under intense assault by suspected Boko Haram militants barely a month after similar attack killed many residents, as suicide bombers are going off their main infantry. They are busy launching attack after attack against towns and villages inhabited by people from the zoo, by monkeys and other animals from the zoo. Because I challenge any Nigerian to come out and speak, because they are mere wild animals. That is who they are. Residents and security operatives said that the city is currently under heavy gunfire and multiple explosions, forcing people to cringe in their homes. We need the update on Damaturu under sustained attack since yesterday. Where is Oluko Lade, Brigadier General Oluko Lade, Yoruba man, talking to the press? They said they're on top of it. They have taken over. They said they are overrunning. Because we're going to defeat them before April, remember? By this time last year, Radio Biafra broadcast, which I anchored, I made it very clear that you will not be able to defeat Boko Haram, not now, not tomorrow, not in this world, unless you buy off the leadership.
If Buhari says to them, stop, and the British will tell them to, they'll stop. It's only Buhari who can ask them to stop, and they'll stop. But I'm even afraid they have outgrown Buhari or overgrown him by now. After all, there is no more Osama bin Laden, and Al-Qaeda metamorphosed into ISIS, which is even far more deadly, to take their war to France. You know what that means? To the streets of Europe. That takes guts. It takes a lot of energy. Igbo people are giving Buhari chieftaincy title, and they are doing buying and selling. Their beer have been destroyed in Kano, but they are still there talking about one Nigeria. In a country where you can drink beer in one country and you're safe, you drink beer in another place and you are in trouble. Gosh, God, these people. The synagogue was evacuated during the Kosha Market Siege, Le Monde reported on Friday, and did not reopen for service on Friday night. This is according to reports from France, where Islam is on the rampage. Al-Aqaba, Muslims, they're on the rampage. The same way, I am waiting for them to hit Igbo land and be running about on the streets killing people. So that I can be laughing. I will laugh. Even if my family member is among those killed, I will laugh as well. Because I will say, you got what you deserved. You failed to prepare. You knew that we are coming. What did you do? Only Igbo. You think you have sense. What did you do? Nothing. What did you do? Igbo man. And Igbo woman or Igbo boy or Igbo girl. No, you were busy being jealous. Of course, one be.
Oh, God, these people.
I'm not sure I will meet them in my next life. If there is anything like afterlife, I don't think I'll meet these people. I don't think so. Igbo, God forbid. The synagogue was evacuated during the Kosher Market siege. Le Monde reported on Friday and did not reopen for services on Friday night. The Grand Synagogue of Paris, shuttered ahead of the Shabbat services on Friday night. Remember, it is not Sabbath, it is Shabbat. Not Sabbath. According to, as the white man told you in the Bible. Remember the Sabbath? No, it is not. It is called Shabbat. That's the proper name, pronunciation. On Friday night, in the wake of a series of terror attacks across the city, including one siege on a Jewish market by an Islamic extremist, the synagogue was evacuated during the event, according to Le Monde, and did not reopen for services on Friday night. Friday's closure marks the first time since World War II the synagogue, a Paris landmark, was not open for worship on the Shabbat, according to the Orthodox Union. The Jewish community feels itself on the edge of a seething volcano. The Jewish people in Paris are under siege, complete and total lockdown. They thought they were safe. No, those in Israel are safe, not those in Paris. Netanyahu cannot come to Paris to save them. But if they run back to Israel, he can save them. That is the difference. The same thing applies to useless, wretched Igbo people. Outside Biafra land, without Biafra, you are nothing. Inside Biafra, you will be safe. Maybe they don't get it. Or maybe they do. That is their business. Falling oil price may affect educational system very, very negatively, according to a vice chancellor. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Who doesn't? If you don't sell crude oil, you will not have money to eat. Simple. So the zoo is going broke. Because oil is now trading at less than $50 per barrel. And what is Jonathan doing? One kefora for Zunyanoshi. And share it with your friends so that you can go back. Professor Isaac Adeyemi, Yoruba man, Vice Chancellor of Bell University. What is Bell? Bell University. That is where they produce all these nonsense graduates who can't speak simple grammar, stitch it together properly. They can't. They cannot. Bell University. You think it's somewhere around Oklahoma. Bell University in Ota in Ogun State says the falling price of the nation's crude oil in the world market may negatively affect Nigeria's education system. Everybody depends on this crude oil. Jonathan, where are your jets? Crude oil. Ndamadi Sambo, can't you do crude oil? Sultan, crude oil. Including vice chancellors of everybody is dependent on a natural resource. That is what tells me that, I'm sorry, you people are animals. Everybody depends on oil. If you have not sold crude oil, you cannot feed properly. Are you a human being? Are you human, I ask? If you have not sold crude oil, you cannot eat. If you have not sold crude oil, you can't import cars. If you have not sold crude oil, no rice, no beans, no salt, no milk. If you have not sold crude oil, you don't have cement. If you have not sold crude oil, no Indomie, no pasta. And you somehow, you want me to regard you as a human being, you have to be out of your mind. Because you are not human. You are being controlled by raw nature. Without crude oil, you cannot feed. Therefore, you are not a civilized being. You can never be. Even vice chancellors, everybody's complaining about the price of oil. This is only the morning. It will keep, please, America, keep up. Hey, I am begging. Chukwu Abiyama, please. They will not listen to me. I'm a black man. Chukwu Abiyama in heaven, please. Keep forcing the downward price in crude oil. That is how your country will emerge. And remember what we told you. God in heaven. Biafra comes and we offer Biafra back to you as praise and worship. Sacrifice. Biafra will be your country. Mankind will know that you're God once again through Biafra. There, please keep punishing Nigeria. Kill it off, please, I beg you. I hate the place. This man of Bell University, Mr. Adeyemi, Yoruba man, you know the answer dumb. Yet there's nothing in their head. Vice Chancellor, the dumb. Rubbish. Nonsense. There is nothing in their brain. Sit them down for a debate. You disgrace them within seconds. There's nothing in their skull. Nothing whatsoever. I beg them. The only person I want from Yoruba land is Soyinka. This is the only person worthy of a debate with me. But what I will say to him is that if you last 5 minutes, then I will know you are learned. If I go into a debate, he cannot be with me for 5 minutes and he'll be disgraced. 5 minutes only. They call them dumb. Don or a prof or don. All of them are empty brain. There's nothing in their skull. You go to the universities, you cannot even flush a toilet. I was at Akwabio Hall at Nsoga. Our toilet was not working. You cannot use the loo and you flush. It is impossible at UNN. Those who were there in 1984, 85, 86, 87 will attest to what I'm telling you. Akwabio Hall, if you know it very well, didn't used to work. According to him, due to the continuous decline in the price of crude oil at the international market, a lot of challenges await the nation. So this dawn doesn't have about manufacturing. To manufacture something is to produce goods and services that other people want to buy, not just crude oil. Cars don't come from the ground, somebody made it. Ships don't come from the sea, somebody, you actually need to weld something together to do something about it. And as I said before, even at Jokuta Steel Mill, which is in Igala land, is also in Biafra territory. Every natural resource, including iron ore, is in Biafra land. Can't you turn a Jokuta Steel Mill to something that people will want to buy somewhere else? The answer is no. These are monkeys from the zoo. They can't do it. It is there. The Russians built it. Remember? A Jokuta Steel Mill. How many billion did it cost? So much billion, they said that the computer crashed when they wanted to open it. These people are daft. I open the TV and I'm looking for, I go to Eden. That is the channel I love most. And I'm looking at Eden. I look at monkeys, the silverbacks. I look at them, the way they interact in the wild. It reminds me about black people from Africa. But there is a difference. At least they produce something. They are organized. They produce something. You will see the orangutans, they are on their own. The monkeys, the Calabos monkeys are on their own. The apes are on their own. The chimpanzees, everybody's in their own place, building a community. You can at least see something decent. And then when you leave that place and go and watch a home movie, you know, the concert they do, they call movie on DVD. They show you a picture of Lagos. You will then know that there is a very massive difference between the natural animal kingdom and the artificial one made by the British. Muslims have now turned Paris into a battlefield, according to, as Islamists are celebrating on the streets of Paris. Alakoba, they are having parties, street parties. Jihadist terrorists and their sympathizers have flocked to online forums in celebration of the attack earlier on French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, in which 12 people were murdered. The attack, denounced by French president, you can denounce all you like, it doesn't make any difference, as an act of exceptional barbarity, drew enthusiastic praise from supporters of Islamic murderous outrage, ISIS, and other jihadi groups. A report from the Middle East Media and Research Institute quoted a number of jihadi sources expressing their approval of the attack. One contributor to the jihadi media platform, a pro-ISIS online forum, declared, "France is one of the harshest enemies of Islam and of the Islamic State in particular." Another contributor wrote, "France was once part of the land of Islam and will return to the land of Islam in spite of the worshippers of the cross." Oh, God. Anyway, but it's true. People don't know this, that Italy, Spain especially, Portugal, and parts of France, they were under Islamic rule for nearly 500 years. Do you know that? That is why in Portugal and in Spain, their hair is as dark as the Arabic people, because they crossbred. They are part Arab and part European. That is why they look different, the Latin people. That is why. And ice cream that you have today was brought to us by the Arabs. It's Arabic influence in Europe that brought about ice cream. Ice cream is an Arabic invention. This is Radio Biafra. There is this very magnificent architecture. I think it's somewhere in Spain. I can't remember quite where it is. It's Arab. The Moors, they were there. They colonized Spain. You know, they have very good civilization, at least they do, the Arabs. They conquered all of them, and they were Muslims. Spain that you're seeing today was under Islam for a very long time. And that is true. So if they say they're taking their countries back, it's up to them what they do with Europeans. The Nigerian stock market capitalization dips by 92 billion naira amid panic selling. Trading activities on the Nigerian Stock Exchange, NSE, for the fifth consecutive day remained on a downward trend, with the market capitalization losing 92 billion naira amid panic sell-off by investors. It's been reported that the market capitalization, which opened at over 10 trillion on Friday, lost 92 billion to close at 9.979. Also, the all share index, the fact is falling. That is, that anybody investing in Nigeria, you need to go and see a doctor, because your brain is not correct. The zoo is falling apart. Nothing is going to save it. The zoo is finished. It is finished. Nigerian refugees flee to Chad, 7,300 of them. They have now fled to Chad, according to United Nations. For those of you joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct, the same way we come to you every morning and every evening. This is the evening of the 10th of January in the year of our Lord 2015. The time now here in the United Kingdom is very close to 8:30 p.m. And wherever you are, we must welcome you. Our lines will open very shortly. I know some people have been calling us, but very, very shortly we shall open the lines and you will be able to speak your mind. If you think the Igbo race is not stupid, then tell me why. I'm willing to listen. I am prepared to be converted. I want you to tell me the reason why Igbo people should have any regard, when clearly they don't have regard for themselves. No fewer than 7,300 Nigerian refugees had fled from the zoo called Nigeria to Chad in the past 10 days. Mr. Fafa Haq, a United Nations spokesperson, said on Saturday. Haq said this when he spoke to newsmen in Abuja. He added that the newly arrived refugees in Chad are staying with local communities and villages some 450 kilometers northwest of the Chadian capital, N'Djamena. The United Nations Refugee Agency teams in Chad are at the border and seeking more information on the new arrivals and their needs. He said that the number of refugees from Nigeria into Chad have now reached more than 10,000 people. Haq said that the Chadian government had requested the assistance of aid agencies to help the Now, America, if you're looking for where to test Ebola, your new Ebola, if you're looking for how to test the new strain of HIV, please start going to Chad. There are many refugees there. You can disguise yourself as you normally do as aid agencies. You can go there, use your drugs and test it on them as you normally do. So I'm just telling you that there is a cluster of human beings you can use. Instead of using chimpanzees in the lab and guinea pigs, Africans are waiting for you in Chad. Go there and use them. That's what they're meant for. Certain United Nations Refugee Agency, he said that the conflict in the northeastern part of the zoo has led to the exodus of more than 135,000 people, with at least 850,000 people displaced within the zoo called Nigeria. And yet they are planning to hold elections. It has never occurred to Jonathan that these people who are being displaced, that they are human beings. They are human beings worthy of sympathy. They cannot cancel their campaign to say, how do we stop people from suffering? Because in as much as I want Biafra to come, I don't like seeing people suffer. I am not your typical black African. I want people to be normal. I don't want to see them suffer. Jonathan could not stop this problem from happening, despite being the chief executive officer of the baboons you call Nigerians. With all the power in the world to do something, he cannot stop it. But he's more interested in being getting reelected than responding to the needs of those of them who are helpless. That is the difference between white people and black people from Africa. And that is why God abandoned black people. Our wickedness is exceptional. Black people are very, very wicked. Very, very wicked. It doesn't touch any of you that people are displaced. There are children looking for their parents. They cannot find their parents. Imagine how you will feel to come back from work in America, in Canada, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Venezuela, to come back from work in the United Kingdom, to come back in Germany, and to be told that your children are no longer there. How would you feel? But of course, you are black people. It doesn't affect you if it's happening to other people. Maybe that is why God is punishing us. If you don't sell crude oil, you cannot eat. Maybe our sins. Maybe God knows, but of course, He knows something we don't know. We must be very wicked as a people. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I don't feel sorry for myself. That is one thing I don't do in life. Because I remember that here in the United Kingdom, Churchill led them to war and they won the war. Do you know after the war, they did not vote for Churchill? You know, I kept studying that part of British history. And that was where I understood something unique about the thinking capability of a white person as compared to a black person. Churchill was the man. He was the hero of the hour. He was the man of the moment, voted the most influential British man in the history of this country. Do you know that they did not vote for him? They told him, "We love you. You won the war, but you cannot win the peace. The level of social change we need, you cannot deliver it." They voted for Clement Attlee of Labour Party, if I'm not mistaken. And then they brought in NHS, the free health service you have today in England. And Wales and Scotland came courtesy of Clement Attlee's government, not Churchill's government. They knew Churchill could not bring it, and they wanted it. That is how they reason. And I said to myself, can you imagine in Africa, somebody coming out and, you can be in power for, they will go and change the constitution and be in power forever. That's what they will do in Africa. Churchill will come and say, I won the war against Hitler. Because of that, change the constitution. So I, Winston Churchill, will be president for another time or for life. But it wasn't possible. They said to him, thank you very much, Mr. Churchill. We now want to give this chance to Clement Attlee to rebuild. From that day, my respect for the British went up immensely. Because it takes people who reason on a different level, separate pedestal, to understand and articulate such need for their country and then deliver it. That's why I said to some of you, to love Biafra is not what you say with your mouth, but what your action depicts. That is what tells me if you love Biafra or not. And there are not up to, I won't say up to 1 million of us that love Biafra genuinely. You people are not up to 1 million.
genuine hardcore Biafrans, genuine honest people. Some of you came to Biafra to eat. Some came to steal because so you know in our brother. Some of you came to steal because in your family you came from a family of thieves and rogues. So you want to come and steal. Some of you are like that. But some of us are genuine. And that is why we make things happen. This is Radio Biafra. Disneyland in Paris. The Jewish synagogue also in Paris. Everywhere is under siege, including Disneyland. It has been evacuated after bomb threat. But according to a telephone exchange with the Disneyland Paris hotels, they said it was a false alarm. They closed it down and then they quickly reopened it. This is what happens when you live with Muslims, when you live with Islam. And talking about that, an Australian newspaper on Saturday published a cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad arguing with Jesus as it urged support for free speech in the wake of the deadly attack on a French satirical weekly. There is something called free speech. What these Muslims don't know is that it was free speech that built the same Europe they came to. It was free speech that made it possible for the human mind to think in such a way to allow guns and ammunition to be produced, which they are now using. It was free speech that made it possible for aeroplanes to be invented, for internet to come about. All of these things came about as a result of free speech. People being allowed to think and express their thought in however form they wish it. But their reasoning cannot go that far, can it? I am in support of free speech. Very, very important. It is good that people speak their mind. People can talk rubbish, but you still allow them to speak their mind. Because that is their mind. That is their opinion. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Vice presidential candidate of the APC, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, on Friday led a campaign rally in Akure, tagged Walk for Change, but it was Governor Rauf Arewesola of Osun State who stole the show when he accused the Goodluck Jonathan government of failing to account for 14 billion oil proceeds between July 2013 and July 2014. Where is the money? Possibly in Namibia, in Jonathan's account. That's where he banks his money. Jonathan thinks we don't know. We know where his money is. He banks his money in Namibia. Obasanjo has money everywhere, including Austria and South Africa. Theodore's money is in South Africa. If you name them, we tell you where their money is. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation. This very day, wherever you are, we must welcome you. And our lines are now open. If you wish to call us, you must do so immediately. If you have anything to say, you must say it. If you wish to debate us on this very issue of the hopelessness of the Igbo race, you are more than welcome to do so. But here, we don't feel sorry for ourselves. Here on Radio Biafra, we speak the truth always. You may not like it, and quite frankly, we don't give a damn if you like it or not. Is it the truth? If it is the truth, then you are welcome to speak it. Wherever you are, our lines are open. If you have something to say, you must say it. If you have anything to offer, you must then quickly rise up and offer it. Because we happen to be on +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on Skype, on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We happen to also be on +44 208 133 9976. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Commander. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Michael Madibinye. I'm calling from Nkwere, Imo State, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for your effort so far. I pray for God to give you more wisdom to carry this assignment successfully.
You see? Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to help to encourage you. God will give you the strength. And also, whenever Biafra will commence their action, I want you to inform the brothers in North, send message to their so-called their troops in different states, mostly this Raba, Adamawa, and so on and so forth. When you go there, you see a lot of Biafrans hanging around there. They are not there because of they want to be there, rather because of the situation of Zoom. And as soon as we commence action, I want you please to send message to their leaders in different states and give them the warning that they should come, so that in not there's the one kind of problem they are passing through. Information is very expensive. It's not like in Biafra land that is very common and other cities. Just pass message so that they will be aware and be warned to leave the Zoom country for their own sake. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I hope that they understand it. But they will not be able to come because they are Igbo people. What do you expect? Thank you very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are. We have had a caller from Unkwere who spoke very well, our first caller for the day. Please follow him very well also and give us something we can get our teeth into, proverbially speaking, that is. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Maxwell Chuan, the director, calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Director, first of all, I want to ask if our able barrister, Nokwaye.
Yes, he traveled, but as soon as he gets back, then he will be able to join us. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Actually, director, what I want to contribute, honestly, regarding to our people in Igbo land, Agunemayaro, director. Honestly, by giving Buhari a chieftaincy title, honestly, it's indeed, it's a pity. Really, it's a pity.
It's a disgrace.
You can imagine.
It is a disgrace, honestly. Not just a pity. It's a massive, massive stain.
Honestly. It's only our Igbo people do impossibility possible. Really, I can't get it. Can imagine our late Ojukwu, then our people inviting him to North and then give him a title.
They never gave him any title. They never gave him any title. None.
They can never do anything. They can never. They can never. But only Igbo people who can do that such rubbish because of a peanut. Men without honor and dignity. Men without shame. Everybody, all of them have forgotten. Forgotten that their forefathers fought for them to live.
Can you imagine the soldier that fought to defend Owerri against Buhari and they died? You understand? And then they retreated to Aba, you know, and they were killed. They are now in their grave fighting to defend this very man. And then what did you do, Igbo people? You went and brought Buhari and gave him chieftaincy title. And you're telling me that is normal? No, it is not. It's not normal.
We need to do something about Igbo. It's not normal. These people, the level of hunger and all that, they have sold their pride for something that belongs to you, something that you have in your land. They can't even articulate. They can't reason. They can't pause 1 minute and think about their life. They can't. They're inconsistent. They can't believe in what they can't stand on what they believe. This is total. It's a mess. It's totally a mess. And secondly, in regard to the oil of ethane, I will even advise all the world to stop buying oil from the zoo because it has no meaning. Since starting of the creation of the zoo, they have been pushing all the money for the oil to abroad and all those places, taking it away and all the rest of the places. What have the resources have done to the Biafra land? Nothing. So it has no meaning. So I think Chukwu Abiam have the plan of the bringing this oil of issue to crush it to the ground. Honestly,
I know.
Director, I thank you so much for your effort, and Chukwu Abiam is our friend.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I think it's from Ireland. I'm not too sure. +35.
Yes, it's from Ireland. Good evening. How are you, Nandi? How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. And what is your name, please?
Oh, my name is Sunday.
Sunday who?
Sunday Adenola. I'm from Nigeria. I'm not from the East, but you are one.
Thank you.
I've listened to your conversation several times, and well, you quoted the Bible all the time.
Yes.
And the caller did before yesterday was throwing more light on what the Bible is saying.
Yes.
And I just want to say that maybe you, I would advise you to go and read Romans 13, 1 to 7 again and see to reconcile your statements so far.
Romans 13,
verses 1 to 7.
1 to 7, okay.
That's right.
Okay, okay.
And so when you read that one, and you reconcile it with your objectives and see whether they
are
in harmony.
In harmony.
Okay. With what the Bible says. Because you said you are a Christian, you believe in God.
I'm not and a Christian, I'm a Biafran. I'm not a Christian, I'm a Biafran.
But do you believe in God?
Of course, Chukwu Abiyama, we came from the sun direct. We are descendants of God from heaven. Direct.
Okay, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. So that's why. But because when I listen to you, I know you have a point. But the way you channel your point, that is the way you channel your point, I disagree with.
Give me an example. I want to learn from you. Give me an example of how I'm channeling it that you don't like and how you want me to channel it. Please educate me.
Yes, you see, because I want you to do it in a peaceful way. You know, it's not by... Because the way I listen, I'm sure some people are commenting, either from Canada, from Senegal, from India... And I don't know how you are going to execute this program you have in mind. And I feel that it is not even good if we have to go into war again, because already the whole world is in turmoil already.
Yes.
So I don't know why. Nigeria is already in war already, and there's no point for us to have another bloodbath again. We are praying to God to help us solve the problems in Nigeria.
What are the problems do you think that the country... I believe that you're a Yoruba person, is that correct?
But yes, I am indeed.
Now, what do you think that what the British did by putting Nigeria together is a good thing?
You see, because I listened to you, what you said about it, about the amalgamation of the North and South, and everything like that. Yes, I listened. And you said you trusted only two religions. One is Jehovah's Witness, the other one, I cannot remember
Two denominations. I have the Seventh-day Adventist and Jehovah's Witness.
Day Adventist.
Yes, because they are correct.
But,
yes.
But you see, what I'm saying is that, the scripture says every soul must be in subjection to authority. So,
I agree.
And I see, that's why I said, I find it difficult to reconcile your statements. It's what the Bible is saying.
How do you find it difficult? I'm reading. You gave me Romans, which I'm going to read. Please bear with me. The Romans here in front of me says, "Let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." I agree. I believe in God completely. I don't.
That's right.
Yes, I believe in it. So what is the problem?
Yes, but you see. You talk of so many, the person ruler, the boss ruler. We know all of them. They are there. Well, even that scripture I quoted to you, if you read up to 7, it said, well, we should not be afraid if we are doing what is right.
Let me see.
So that is what the scripture says, that we should not be afraid.
Let us read number 7. Render, therefore, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, I believe, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
Yes.
I fear God. I honor God. They said to whom it is due. This fear is not due to the government of Jonathan or to the Zulu government. I despise Nigeria because the British is not, they are not God. Only God has the right, because if it was the will of God that you and I should be in the same country, don't you think we should have been one before the British came? Why did it take the coming of the British to make us one?
You see, we know that it's because some of us that are in Europe or in other countries, we're supposed not to be if we have a good governance. But this one is not there. What I'm saying is that by our utterances, we should not be inciting people. Yes, you know these people are there. Yes, whether they are corrupt, whether they are there. But see, if you keep doing good, that is where I am, and I am not in support. I hate what is going on. Each time I go home, I see this and I cry. But see, I pray to God that God will provide a way. And we know God's kingdom is the solution for mankind's problem. So that's one thing I want you to know. That's why I'm calling you that. The solution does not lie with any man.
It does not belong to man walking
to direct his step.
I agree.
I want you to know that.
Yes, but that kingdom...
It does not belong. Jeremiah 7:23 said it does not belong to man who is walking to direct his step. You have a limited knowledge. I have a limited knowledge. It's only God that has a solution to every mankind's problems. I want you to know that.
I agree with you.
That's why I'm calling you.
I agree with you that God has the ultimate power and knowledge, yes. But do you think that the creation of the zoo called Nigeria is from God? Is that what you think?
Well, all of us are progeny from God.
No.
There's no perfect system.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system. I'm asking you a simple question. Would you prefer to come from Ireland or to come from a place called Nigeria?
Well, see, I'm saying that my citizenship is not from anywhere. I'm awaiting another citizenship, and that is God's kingdom. That is all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. You've answered the question. This is Radio Biafra. It is God's kingdom. My own kingdom is also of God, but it is on this very earth. It is called the Republic of Biafra. That's what I believe in. In toto. And thank you for calling. It takes courage and it takes a lot of conviction for somebody to call, for a Yoruba person to call. But I welcome that. I believe in free speech. Everybody is free. Even if Malam is to come and be talking about Fura de Nunu, I will allow them to speak. This is Radio Biafra, the finest of its kind anywhere on the face of the earth, wherever you're calling us from. We must welcome you. We must welcome you by ensuring that you speak on this very platform. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on Radio Biafra on Skype? Can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The one on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me?
That you speak on this.
The caller on Radio Biafra 1. Only one more time will I repeat this before I cut you off. Can you hear me?
Can you talk to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ikech Kuduru Weze from Bilbao, Spain.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, from the news analysis we read today, honestly, I don't even know where to start. But all the same, Director, I want to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Please, is there any way we in Europe or we outside the zoo country can instigate problem so that UN government will declare Nigeria?
Yes, can you hear me? Oh, I've lost him. My goodness me. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know what is wrong. They can't hear me. I have a caller also on Skype on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They're just there. Let's go to the phone line. The caller on the phone +44208133976. Can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? What is going on? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone from the UK. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You're from the UK. I'm talking to you, yes.
Thank you very much, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please turn your system down. Good evening. And go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. Your name and where you... I will know where you are from the UK. Which part of the UK and your name will suffice, please.
Yes, Director. My name is Emmanuel Ezelibe.
Yes.
The coordinator of Nottingham Zone in United Kingdom.
Thank you.
Director, we thank you very much for this evening news presentation and the news company summary. Director, believe me, when I see this... who they call any of that conferred to believe me. When they started that song, I started shedding tears. I was like very confused of what is wrong with our people, Igbo people. Believe you me, the way this so-called Igbos are taking things in Nigeria, the Zoological Republic. We never take them to anywhere in life. They are making mockery of themselves. Imagine the prominent Igbo statesmen and DJ and the rest of them who crushed them, bowing down to our Fulani man that killed their ancestors in the Biafran Civil War. They're still bowing down, rentized, they subdue themselves to nothing. And they're bringing shame to all Igbo people around the globe. The most funny part of it is that we, the Igbos in diaspora, cannot, I don't know whether they do call their people, because I don't have any relatives living in Aba. Because if I have relatives living in Aba, I think it's to start calling our people downtown to even to give them a kind of advice. Because if they keep on living life like that, because of poverty or because of greed or because of penury, they are getting from local, unless if they are doing wayo for them, I don't know. If they do wayo for Buhari, well, that is well done. But if that happens to be real for them to go and vote for Buhari for this coming election, they have already do themselves a biggest shame in life. Regarding this Yoruba man that called, this platform is not for Yoruba people. They have many media, they can go and talk with Yoruba. I've been destroying Igbo race. He should leave us alone. There is no Olukolade in this Brodio Biafra broadcast. He has other platform Yoruba people are broadcasting. After all, the old Punch, the old Vanguard, the old all sort of media. That one has never accommodated him and he come to Radio Biafra to utter nonsense here. He should leave us alone. The Bible is the Bible. God is God, and God has made us that we shall be free. You asking that question, he always deviating from that question you're asking him. Does Nigeria supposed to be one country? If originally God wanted Yoruba and Igbo man to be in one country, God would have given us one language. When God was giving them Yoruba language and putting them up in the waste, God knows why he did that. And when God created us with Biafrans and gave us Igbo, that our language down to the east, God knows why. And the same thing applicable when he created the Northerners and put them up there, he has a reason for that. Then why should a white man came and they created Nigeria and they're telling you what God can do? If God would have done that, God would have right from origin one people. So therefore, that man shouldn't call here and disturbing our program. He should go and find their problem. After all, they remain to be a saboteur all their life. They should leave us alone to get our republic. I am sick and tired of avenging around Europe, around the world. Something applicable with every original Biafran person. We need to go and get our home, period. Director, God bless you. Chukwuabia is our God.
Of course he is. Thank you very much, Madabula. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct, I believe. I don't know if Dr. Wilson is with me. Dr. Wilson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. In totally, I can hear you, my director. Good evening, sir. God bless you.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
My brother, I can feel your grievances, what is going on in Biafra. I thank you so much for bringing this issue, because most of time I do point out what is going in Aba. I was born and bred up in Aba. Director, what you have to know going on in Aba. Aba people, the real indigenous of Aba people, they are deceit and liars. You have to know that. They are the first people in Igbo land that wanted to implement abandoned property. That's why those that came to Aba doing business, they are not good, they are not in good time with Ungwa people. I was born and bred that my parents are living there, but I'm saying it, if they try, they will never succeed. They are hearing my voice. If they try, move to our house, they will not succeed. There will be a history. But I am telling you, I bought land in Aba, which I started building my house. Do you know the land they've sold it to 5 people?
The same piece of land.
So why? The same piece of land. They sold it to 5 people. That's why Ojo Zokalo manipulate into them.
give the chieftains it out to, and collected the land, their lands, everything. The land was everywhere destroyed in Abba because they bribed. They did not train their children. One. That's why their children turned to be a kidnappers. Kidnapping started from Abba. You understand me? That's why I told you once one time, I say, if Biafra come, we have to dissect the issue of Abba separately. The issue of Ungwa land, we have to dissect that one. We need to solve that issue privately. You know, during the time of NPN and NPP, you know that this man, he was supporting NPN during the Shagari time.
Ikone was NPN during Shagari, of course he was.
You understand?
He was a great member, yes.
Yeah. So whatever, this issue, I didn't even doubt that such a thing will happen. Because I know what is going on there. Because these people, they are easily to buy. So, Director, please, I beg you, if there is another story, just bring another story. We know the people there. I was born there, and my parents are living there. Who are people? They can call and challenge me. People will, if they call and challenge me now, you see the crowd of people will start challenging them. Because what is going on there is unfair. And the evil that men did, start going back to them. They have tried to cut. They cut Achiano 3. That is one creating problem in Abba, creating their downfall. They cut the tree, which is more than 3,000 years ago, old or whatever. They thought that's where the problem. But the most important thing, their elders are greedy. You can give them little cronies, and they will sell you out. So, Director, I thank you so much. We miss Barrister Mamezu, and we thank you. You anchor the program. Even it sounds like you even conquer more than 10 people on the line. But we still need a Mamezu on this line so that everything will get more charge and more hot.
Do you want to force him back from where he went to? Do you want to buy him tickets so he will come back?
If he went to for a good mission, mm-hmm. May God guide him and protect him. Chukwu Abiyama must be with him.
Of course,
thank you, Director. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. And you too. Thank you. We have a caller again on the line. Too many calls, of course. And I expect it to be too many calls. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. If you're with us, you're with us. If you are without, you are without us. And that means quite a lot to too many people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You can, but why is your voice so low? My goodness me. Why is your voice so low? I don't quite get it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
Yes, hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anibes, calling from Dubai.
What is your name?
Ifan Ichuku, calling from Dubai.
Ifan Ichuku, what is your father's name? What is your father's name? Who gave birth to you?
My name is Ifan Ichuku Eze, calling from Dubai.
Ifan Ichuku Eze, from which part of Biafra land?
Enugu State.
Enugu, thank you. Go ahead.
In Biafra land, yeah.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a particular person who doesn't say anything. He calls and he's just there. Maybe he looks like Kotma, you know, the old Kotma. Maybe he wants to be there. I don't know for him. If he stays there and he gets fed up or tired, and then that's fine. You can go. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. I'm calling from Mbitoli, State, Biafra land.
Mbitoli, what is your name?
My name is Chibuzo Anyekere.
Chibuzo, go ahead.
Huh?
We can hear you. Yes, can yes. You go ahead? No. There is a child crying. Please go and take care of that very child, please. There's a child crying. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, we are taking calls from back home, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No. They call, but they can't say anything. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot. No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is. Hello?
I can hear you for the last time. Give us your name and where you are calling from. Don't listen to your device. Listen to my voice, please, via Skype. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Okeko Kichiko. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to say one thing about that man that called that time. Sometimes we need to behave maturity. Not everything that someone said that we will pursue. We are in democracy and everybody have right to say his mind. The man who call and says his mind. So we should continue, you know, doing what we are, what we know that we are doing. Everybody will say in mind, but we will do what we say in our mind. So that is what I call to.
So to correct our brother who was admonishing him that is not good, that we should allow Yorubas to call if they want to call us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they can call and say their mind. But we know we have our own strategy we are using. They call and say their mind does not make us that we cannot do what we want to do.
I agree with you. But I allowed him to speak. I didn't admonish him. Anybody is free to call Radio Biafra and say what is on their mind. We know, but our brother who also called, he also has the right to call and say what he said, which is also his own mind. You see?
Yeah.
Exactly. That is why I'm here, moderating. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller from Sweden, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Confirm your name for us,
please. Yeah, this is Henry Kachi Benjamin calling from Sweden.
Thank you very much. From Malmo in Sweden, our coordinator in Malmo, Sweden. Please go ahead. We're all listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm just trying to digest. In fact, it's too hard to digest. It is so, just something that when you think about it, you don't know how to come of it. That something like this is happening where we come from, and the people keep quiet. You know, these politicians, these Kaki envelope pastors and the Ghana Must Go politicians have corrupt our people to the extent that they have subjected them to the abject poverty in the sense that everybody is hungry. Director, witness what you are saying when I was home 2011 or 12, rather. People are not saying the truth, even the elders among them.
They're lying.
They are saying that they cannot say the truth because of maybe one of them in our village, somebody gave him a bag of 25 kg rice. There was this land dispute. They were called to come and settle. Because of that bag of rice, that man get up, a man with a grey head, starts talking rubbish. And when I start saying something, when I start telling my brother, their father, why are you saying this? Why are you doing this? He said, I shouldn't understand it. I should not understand it. I said, before I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going But I have you been there? Okay, look at it today. Our other people, born campaign boss, Jonathan campaign boss, and the Joss. But our people received this idiot, Boko Haram sponsor. This man's name is in the international watch list as a sponsor of this mayhem that is befalling that country. And this man came to Havana, and this guy has a bad history during the Biafran War. That is what he killed our people, and these elders, we can that one himself. Can't watch your money over here. The compound where that guy lives in First Road, you can't cross it. And he's going to be any one of our back. Anyway, Director, there is no point going about this. The appointed time is there. They will see what will befall them. I just want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow. Yeah, in Malmo. Great difference in Malmo, people of goodwill. freedom fighters have called. It's time to rise up. Of those of you who have been seen, who have been, who have been around for a while, it's time we come back again to put our house in order. We can't just fold our hands and watch these things happening. And what this, wicked men ruin our future and our children's future. The time tomorrow is 4 o'clock. Please be there. The address is from the first fixed locale, 58 on Ross Gatton. If you're living around Mao Lund and the virus, please come around. It's time to act. Thank you, Director, and keep on the good work.
Thank you very much, Amechukwu Abiama. Bless you. Thank you very, very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I am speaking to you. Please go ahead and speak to us. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Then proceed to say
good evening, fellow Biafran. Good evening, Director. My name is Festus Onaka. I am the servant of indigenous people here in Verona. I say, may Chukwu Abiama bless you all.
You say?
Director, this evening, I am so angry, but to one side of it, I am not angry. Because why? Those people that you see in Owerri are those people that fathered by Hausa Fulani. They are still the same people you have been talking, all along that they are the people that is leading our people to be to mourn. And they are still the same people doing the same thing. But my argument is this, that those buffoons along the road, shouting and following them, supposed to have their own sense and think twice. But if I look at it again, I see that this is the reason why they were carrying a lot of outsiders and outsiders and Fulani to Igbo land, which they entertained last time ago. I wish those people are free. Entering Igbo land as well. Today, all of them will pull out the street. When Buhari will come, they will all of them will put on Igbo shirts and look like Igbo people. Director, they are not Igbo people. Those people that you see that is following them shouting, if you tell people too, majority of them are not Igbo. They are all putting on Igbo shirts. They are supporting Buhari because they sent them to come and do this job for long. Some of these coming inside and some of it accepted with the help of the securities before. So I now see the reason why they were trying to pump it out as much as they can because of this election is coming. You see the reason why. If you see who is there, Uzozo, Okano, and Udige, and they are still the same people. So I don't fear. All I know is that the very day the after we match, all this will wipe away. The people are in the street, they are rushing and going back up on that because they have never seen what is coming. When they see what is coming, all of them will run and they will follow up and they jump up in the queue to bring Biafra. So the few people that is grabbing and coming out on Facebook are still the same people we are talking about. So they are nothing. They are already on the red list. So any day Biafra come up and march with the rest of the world, they will not take off because they cannot start the week. So I thank all Biafra, whatever they are this evening, should not be panicked because Biafra is coming. That is like, live their life, they can board Jonathan Carr. Jonathan, if they like, they will not board Jonathan Carr. That is their own business. All I know, Biafra is coming. So I want to use this opportunity to talk to beg all of us that is in Verona and most of my Biafra brothers and those that is calling. There is one of my brother that called from Verona last time. I don't know him. I was trying to pick up his name, but I don't know him. But if he's listening to me right now, on Sunday, 18th, not this Sunday, upper Sunday, coming Sunday, 18th January, we will be having our meeting in San Massimo. That is where we normally have our meeting. Time is 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, 18th. So if you know anybody around, but you know that it's Biafra, you come and join us so that we go and join Biafra, go and get Biafra together. If you know that you are Igbo, please give us that. Because right from time, I see the sign. God makes me to see. Chukwa Biyama makes me to see the sign that I am not an evil. Up to today, I still stand on as we are going on this way. May Chukwa Biyama bless you all. Thank you, Director, and go ahead. We are with you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwa Biyama bless you too. Let us go to Skype. There are too many calls, please. Keep calling. Keep calling. If you cannot take your call, if you keep calling, we'll take it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, one more time, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, I'm talking to you. You are on Skype. I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Obinan Nadi.
Yes.
I'm from Ngwo. I'm calling from Israel.
Ngwo, you are from Ngwo. Are you part of the family in Israel? Are you part of us in Israel?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead. Ngwo, your land is very holy.
Yes.
Ngwo land is very, very holy. Very holy land. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Director, there is something that come over me this evening that I want to express and know if we can do something over it.
Go ahead. What is
Director,
it
is about this election that is coming.
Yes.
Director, I want if we can do like a, something like a pre-card that Biafran will not partake in this election, that what we want is Biafra. Like this card we use when we did our Memorial Day.
Yes.
So that everybody will put it in his Facebook page, like a profile, Facebook profile, and keep sharing it so that everybody will know that Biafrans are not involved in this present election that want to take place in the zoo.
Yes, it's a very good idea and one that will be looked into. It's a very good idea. But now you have said it on the air is also very good because all our people start working on it. Any way we can get publicity out to our people not to participate in the electoral process, we shall do so. And this is one other way for us to do it. And we will be able to do so as well. So I agree with you in total. It's something that we must look into. And it's something that, if viable, which I know it is, we will not hesitate to implement it.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwa Biyama be with you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
It's a very good idea.
Can you hear me?
Is it me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes. Thank you, my director. My name is Tochukwu Wankwo. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Thank you very much.
My director, I want to thank you for everything you are doing for us. Thank you so much for your good work to the Biafra.
Thank you.
I just want to speak on behalf of the news you read today that the chieftaincy title they give to Buhari. I, like, you know, like, at times, you know, if the Igbo people are like the people that if you are saying the ones they do that is very worst, they do the worst ones. What is wrong with this, our elders? Why can't they see? Why can't they see this Islam is like the Islamization of the Biafrans coming? Why can't they stop this in time?
I don't know what's wrong with them.
I don't know. Like, you know, at times, you know, we already know, we already been known that, like, kind of people that if something doesn't happen to us, if we don't die so many, we don't wake up. Why can't we take off this from our life and live?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't like this. I hate it when the line just goes off like that. I do not like it. It just went off. Can you hear me? No, they have gone. They have gone completely. Don't know, sometimes our lines, of course, are subject to slight interruptions. This fella keeps calling. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Why is it that you don't talk anytime I pick your call to speak, for you to speak?
Yeah.
You never say anything. You're just there quiet.
No,
why is that?
No, Director, it's my connection, I guess. So it's my connection. You know, it's very, very bad here. Well, Director, my name is Iken Naya. I'm calling from United Arab Emirates. I heard from Eziago in Biafra land.
Thank you. Are you one of us in the UAE? Do you attend our meetings in the UAE? Do you attend a family meeting in the UAE?
Yes, Biafra, but I didn't attend the last one that they did, but I promise I will be there next week because of my work, where I work, you know.
Go ahead.
Yes, Director, you know. Director, good evening once again, and good evening to all Biafrans all over the world.
Good evening.
You know. Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for the, you know, I want to recommend you for the good work that you are doing. You know, it's very, very impressive, you know. We really like that. Yeah, Director, I want to say something, you know, because I heard a guy that called from Yoruba, that he said that he's from Yoruba, you know, and many people are saying that, hey, why should he call that? This is not Yoruba platform, you know.
No, he should call. No, he should call. It's only one person that called and said he shouldn't. That person was also expressing his own opinion. Everybody is allowed to call Radio Biafra to say whatever they have in mind to say. But one thing we are saying is that we should not, if somebody calls and people feel that, you know, a Yoruba person or Yoruba should not be asked or should be asked not to call Radio Biafra by somebody, he is also expressing his own opinion. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, even. That's what I'm trying to, you know, trying to bring in here. Yeah, that's another thing that I want to say, like, about our people in Aba, you know. I haven't been in Aba before, but I had, a friend that I've stayed here for many years, you know. That's why this our brother said something about Ungwa people, you know. That is very, very thing that is very, very bad to hear about those guys, because this guy bought a land there, and he built a house, and he wanted to build a house there. And when he's doing his house, you know, and those who came and told him that why would he put like build two upstairs, like why would he build a one story building, that they just sell the land for him just to build a normal house, you know, normal bungalow, that kind of.
Are you serious? Yeah. This is nonsense. Yeah. Why would anyone say something?
Yeah, because it doesn't surprise me when their elders, you know, give Buhari that chief Tensi title, you know, and they're singing for them. So this man wants to build a one-story building, and they told him that he have to pay another money, that they sold only this thing for him, that if he's going to add another building, that you pay extra money, like exactly equivalent to the money that he paid for number one.
That is nonsense. That is pure nonsense.
They learned all this thing from Yoruba. I've been in Yoruba. I've been saying before, you know. This is what we learn from Yoruba people. Those people, I don't know. They're we learned very, very bad thing from them, you know. This is what Omolile, what the people said of you, they call Omolile in Yoruba land. This is what they do. And I'm very, very surprised to be seeing this kind of thing happening in Igbo land. Now, that I give you chief 20 title to an Hausa man that came and killed your daughters, your wives, left your mothers in your land, and you are giving chief 20 title. You know, this is where I got angry. You know, I've been watching this video and I heard some people singing for him.
They are singing, you know that when we want to praise God, we say, Ibu Chineke, Eboge Madu. They substituted it for Buhari's name. So Buhari is their God. In Aba.
They will sing that song, you know, when Buhari will go in power and come down to Islamize them. They will sing that song. You know what I mean? Because he's coming. They have forgotten what Buhari said in the past, that he's coming to power to revenge, and he's coming to, you know, Islamize, introduce full Sharia law in Nigeria. And they never saw that. You know what I mean? They didn't see that. What they are saying is that Buhari, and they forgot that we have another of our brother, our father, that's running for the same presidential election. You know, Chepas Okolie. They are not talking about that man. They're just saying Buhari, good luck Buhari. And then, please, I want to ask a question, you know. What are we going to do to stop this Igbo mentality, you know, in our land? Because it's getting too much. Our people, this is a communicable disease that our people is communicating every day by day.
The one thing you have said which I like so much. Igbo behavior is a communicable disease. Other people learn from it so fast. When you go to one village, you think it is bad. You go to the next one, it is even worse than the one you're coming from. People on Amu Agwojo, every day, people learn evil upon evil every blessed day. Nobody is willing. You ask us how we're going to change it. Radio Biafra, of course, IPOB. We'll change it.
Yes, that, and the worst part about Igbo is Afo-Cha-Cha, Afo-Jo-Jie. That is the worst thing. Now, we chameleons. I have a chameleon beacon. What is happening to our people?
We are worse than chameleons. Yeah. Igbo people should hang their collective heads in shame. Igbo is a disgrace. I say it with every amount of certainty. Igbo, IGBO, is cost name. I don't care what people say or think. Thank God I am a Biafran. That is where we leave that one. Thank you very much and stay on the line in case you wish to speak again. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? And the caller on the phone calling us from 36, I think it's Sweden. I don't know. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Hello, I can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Michael.
Turn your system down. If you don't turn it down, I'll disconnect you. Turn your listening device down.
Yeah. Turn it. Do you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Michael from the Castle.
They're not listening, are they? Igbo people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Because I'm radio. Ebe hungry, ebe am no.
Yes,
hello,
try to speak. Try to speak English. Hello. Can you try to speak English, please? This is Radio Biafra, Igbo radio.
I'm in Hungary. Where do I get the closest contact to the Biafra family support? To render support.
We are in Hungary, of course. What I am going to do is this: your number ending in 7709.
Yes.
I am going to send your number to our COC. We'll make contact with our Hungary coordinator, and then they will contact you.
And Biko, what is your name again?
What is your name?
My name is Chihurum Nanya Iwu.
Chihurum, I like that name. Chihurum Nanya Iwu. I will get our COC to contact you immediately, and then we'll take it on from there. I have your number, and then we need to start some. Do we have people in Hungary, but we don't know what happened. We will try and get something done as quickly as possible.
On a more important note, actually, I'm in India, London. I want to meet with you in person.
I am here. Please come down. Okay. I am here.
You have my number. Just call me and we can may arrange when to come and see you.
Nope.
I need to.
I will do so. If you ask me to call you, I will call you. Thank you very much.
Chukwabiama, keep you and guide you.
He say, and keep you and guide you as well. People are calling us from all over the world. And what are we supposed to do? But take their calls. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. We must ask you to also welcome other people. I have a caller on the line. This caller is on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah.
Your name and where you are?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Sundan from Benue State, Makurdi. Once again.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to speak on the news headlines about the Aba people.
Yes,
I want to speak about the news headline.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I know. Well, I have listened to one corner. One corner has said to the matter. All this thing is this thing that they have planned it for a long time, shifting Hausa people to the Igbo land for this election.
Yes.
Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
It's what they plan so that when by this time they will now call people that is Igbo people that is now campaigning for Buhari, not Igbo people, Hausa people. I'm just coming from the east to the best where I am. Hausa people full all over the Igbo land. So all these people is just a wire, and any Igbo man that is among them is looking for money, not even supporting that man. That's the particular day they will disown him and collect his money and aid. So our people is very, very tricky and wicked.
Thank you very much. I love the way we are not feeling sorry for ourselves this evening. That is the only way we will solve this Igbo disease, this Igbo problem. It's not by feeling sorry for ourselves, but by coming out and confronting this very demon, this contagious disease that is Igbo. That people go, they don't know how to behave. You bring your killers and you honor them. You go out and if you don't have money, you sell your children. Always looking for something to buy or to sell. Very, very terrible thing. Thank you very much for calling. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra and you're live to the whole world.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Director, my name is Nnamdi Judo Kunkwo. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand. Thank you very much. Yes.
Director, I am happy to hear your voice and always happy to listening all you are saying.
Thank you.
All you're saying is teaching us a lot.
Thank you.
All you are saying is teaching us a lot. And I wanted to ask where the Buharia arrived. Is it in Enugu State Airport he arrived before coming to Aba? Or is it taking flight direct to Aba?
I think he must have flown to Owerri. He must have flown to Owerri. Owerri is an airport. So he must have flown to Owerri. Then they took the entourage went from there to Aba.
And they passed all this road to Ariaria.
Yes.
Walking on the road.
Yes.
And in Ariaria, Aba.
Yes.
Which side he passed? I wonder how people are looking and how people thinking when he was walking around, looking all the whole road, things that happen in Aba, all the dustbin and other things, they don't talk about that. And only that, only what he can do is go and buy granite to our people, Igbos. Buy granite. It's to show them that, it's to tell them something which they cannot learn. This is a very big disgrace to us. Although the people that are saying whether the Igbos are organizing them, always anything over an ego, Igbo not there. One this morning, I get me go pam pam, bam bam. We can do everything to support them there. After Nela Nkahaga, which I know that is what politics can do. But I do more than go more than the land as in Hakam Demon, Babu, Adesta Mabunda Band, they trust on Holy Land, they book on Holy Land Demon. Umda Banga Guanen, they are like on Holy Land, no one and yourself, oh, and the world tour. Wagi Menhoken Demon, Wagi Lanya, dear Lari Wokimanya, you do a lot of people. You kill a lot of people, a lot of our Biafrans. And I don't know what the man is thinking when he's here in Aba. I go gonna watch still now. Those people, they are really fool. They know all of the Gausa people hold our characters. They hold it at hand. They know the secret of Igbos. When you talk about Igbos, they say leave them. I know how to deal with them. When you shake money on their hand or shake money on their face, you will see them scumble. It's always happen on us. It's not a new thing or something that we can now be hearing and everybody will be running up and down or saying this kind of thing happening. It will happen. It is sure that it's happened because it can happen in Igbo land. A whole Buharia, Igbos, they have already eat themselves by themselves. It's a very big disgrace.
Massive one. And we are here to cure it. We are here to cure it and we'll do so. We will do so, definitely. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please come close to your device and speak into the microphone so we can hear you properly. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
Yes, Barrister Goodluck Ukebjika Ajere.
Barrister Goodluck.
Yes, Ukebjika.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Africa right now.
From South Africa. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Please go ahead. Can you hear me? We don't have Barrister Goodluck anymore on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on Radio Biafra 1? Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, Director, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down and speak to us. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Director?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. My name is Ahmefle, the culture.
And where are you calling from? Turn your system down for the last time. Where are you calling from?
Director, I'm calling from Yemen.
From Yemen?
Yes, Director.
What are you people doing in Yemen, Okwabikon? What are you doing there in Yemen?
Yes, Director. You know.
What are you?
We are scared of Nigeria, so we are running away to any nearest place.
Everybody is running away to the nearest place. Is it Yemen?
Yes, Director.
My goodness me. I don't approve of Yemen. I know we are running away, but people should come out of Yemen as quickly as possible. Yemen is as fundamentalist as it comes. What are you? Oh my God! Where are you from in Biafra land? All of you? No, two of you. Where are you from in Biafra land? If it's only two of you there.
Sir, we are from Omogoma in over the west.
And I'm from Delta State, Director. I'm from Delta State. We are running away, please. But now I want to come back. We are ready to come back. And you're really encouraging us, okay?
You people should come back from Yemen. Yemen is not where human beings stay.
We will.
We'll come back, Director. Please, Director, yes, I had the news tonight, okay? And you said something about the...
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Don't stop. Say what you're saying. Don't stop. Go ahead.
You said something about France, okay?
Yes.
So, Director, I want to tell you something. We don't need to be sorry. Let me tell you one thing, the Director. Before the year 2020 or 2025, France, mark it somewhere, France will become the colony of their colonies.
Of Islam.
No, it's not only Islam. They will become a colony of our former colonies.
Yes. Hold on. If I understand you correctly, what you're saying is that in a few years' time, that France will become the colony of those they colonized before. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Director.
So if you go to some parts of France, you see Senegal, you see Ivory Coast, you see Algeria, you see Tunisia, you see Morocco, you see all these places colonized by France. They will come back and be in France. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sadly, Director. Then I want to remind you of something, Director. In the year... 29th of November, 1947, okay? When United Nations voted to partition the land into Jewish states and Arab states, okay?
Yes.
The Jews accepted wholeheartedly, which Arabs refused.
That is true. Okay? That is true.
Yes, at the end of the day, the Arab countries decide to fight against Jewish.
Against Israel, not just Jews, against Israel. Israel is
their name. Against Israel.
Yes.
Against Israel, yeah. And during the fight, or if I may say, after the fight, 700,000 Palestinians were displaced, okay?
Yes.
Then about 850,000 Jews were forced to flee from Arab countries.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Okay. Go ahead. Don't stop. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, at the end of the day, the Jewish called their citizens back and accommodated them to Israel. Okay? They put them through, they revived them, they welcomed them to the society. Okay? At the end of the day, they all lived together. Now, these Palestinians that went to other Arab countries, as I'm talking to you today, Director, they are still there and are not all that welcomed. Okay, they are still regarded as second citizens there. Okay, even in Lebanon, as I'm talking to you now, the Palestinians in Lebanon, they denied them citizenship. Okay, they discriminated against them. They barred them from entering certain professions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you something, Director. What if we ended maybe having a problem now with Nigerians, the Biafrans, those that are being displaced? What are our own fates? How are we going to accommodate them? Or are they going to live outside forever?
You mean if we... how is that possible? We are going to come back home. What is it? Who is going to stop us from bringing our people back home?
Director, you still remember during Nigerian Biafran was, okay? Those our Igbo brothers that have been displaced, most of them, as I'm talking to you today, that they didn't come back.
They have not come back because Ohanaeze did not look for them. They have not come back because the governors did not look for them. They have not come back because we have not sent any emissary or emissaries to Gabon, to Cape Verde. We have not sent anybody to Africa to go and look for our own people who are lost. Because immediately after the war, we went into buying and selling. Everybody wanted to survive. We entrenched selfishness. We became so selfish that it became, over time, actually self-destructive. What you're seeing today is as a result of Igbo selfishness immediately after the war. That is the problem. Now, nobody searched for these little children that we are lost. Nobody looked for them. But that was the work of Ohanaeze. Because I trace this problem down to Oliver Dikokwe. I blame Oliver Dikokwe for the problem afflicting Igbo people. People will say, oh, but why only? I say it is him. Why? Because immediately after the war, we only had two things. Rangers Football Club to get people to believe in something, and also People's Club of Nigeria. When People's Club was then trying to go through issues, of course, most of them in People's Club were saboteurs during the war. Let's not forget that, because those that made money were those that were supported by WhatsApp people. But there were few good men and women in People's Club. People should listen very carefully what happened to Igbo land and why it is such a big monumental mess. At the end of that era, they wanted People's Club, having replaced Igbo Union, I'm not talking about Ohanaeze, Ohanaeze is a group of charlatans. They had the template and the blueprint to map a course for Igbo people to follow. And then they brought Oliver Dikokwe. They asked him to play music. Then People's Club, the hierarchy was deliberating, what do we do about tomorrow? How do we fashion our land? How do we get people to be moving again? And they invited him to one of the meetings where they were debating this thing. And he went outside and played music. We should forget everything and go and live life. And from that day, People's Club and this crazy title in Igbo land, people went mad about title. You no longer sing a song without praising somebody. All this nonsense came into existence from Oliver Dikokwe's music. Go and check it before Oliver Dikokwe's music and after that, what happened to Igbo land? Completely destroyed. They Yorubanized our thinking. They turned us into Yoruba, into party people. People who no longer think about tomorrow. To people who think about today. And when you want to make money today, quickly, instantly, credit card in anything you come across you. That was what killed Igbo people. But this is Radio Biafra. We will resuscitate them. We will revive them. We will take them back to where they are supposed to be, which is children of God. That's what we're doing here. And we must do it. This is Radio Biafra. And thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling. Thank you very much.
Director, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But leave Yemen.
I used to say, let Nigeria be one. But you've given me enough reason for our breakup. We need to break up. We don't want Nigeria as one again.
It can never be. God forbid, Satan.
It can never be.
Thank you. Unusi, did you hear what I said? Leave Yemen. Did you hear what I said?
Director, we are ready to join Al-Qaeda just to come and bomb Nigeria. Finish Nigeria. In fact, Director, as I'm talking to you now, we are about to join the training camp. I'm telling you, honestly speaking.
For Al-Qaeda, God forbid, Satan.
Honestly speaking, Director,
I beg you, in the name of Tukwu Abiyama, don't go to Al-Qaeda. We have a camp back home. Come back home if you want to fight for a country. Not Al-Qaeda, because this is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. The caller on this other line on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? I have people on that line. Can they hear me?
Yes.
Please turn your system down and then you speak to us. The world is listening. Thank you very much. I don't know if you can do better than those of them from Yemen. Where are you calling us from? This is Radio Biafra. And your name as well, please. Can you hear me? They are not saying anything. That is what
yes,
I don't
understand.
Then you say something, you're wasting our time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. I'm going to, in a conjunction of what the director have just said in the news read this evening.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. What I want to say is that, what I want to say is about Buhari being given title by Abbasis.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Igbo people, it's in Igbo land that you can see an Igbo man or Igbo woman answering an Aji and an Aja. But hardly you see an Awosa man or Awosa woman answering chief.
Onze. Do you see them answer Nze and Ozo? Or yes. Whatever they give to them. How many Awosa people answer Nze and Ozo? But in Igbo land,
you know, rubbish goes. You remember, in Igbo land, we have people like Ike Nwachukwu. You know what Ike Nwachukwu did during his regime time? You know what Iwe Nwa did when he was the chairman of the Petroleum Trust Fund? He was trusted everything to develop the Igbo land. Rather, instead of developing Igbo land, he put the money inside his own pocket. You know, once this man, former president of Libya, you know, when he visited Nigeria some time ago, he forecasted that Nigeria may go into division. Are you there?
Yes, we are listening, please. Keep speaking.
The man was said that he can see that Nigeria will one day come to a division. And I want to say that the kind of people...
Your line is on. I don't like it. When you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. I do apologize, I have to cut you off, but people don't listen. When you call Radio Biafra, lower, turn it off, completely off, that we'll be able to hear you. We are not here for some sort of parade. If you want to hear your voice, you may go back later to listen to the clip. But for now, when I pick your call and you hear my voice, you turn your system off. After that, you go back and listen to it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Onwa Ibe. I'm calling from Nkure in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Please, sir, indeed, you are a lord. Sir? You.
Can you hear me? I don't think they can. I don't believe they can. Don't know what is wrong with our line. Can you hear me? Nope. I don't think so. I do not think so. There is somebody trying to call us from India, and I wish to speak to them. I want to ask India, why is it that only North Delhi have been able to meet their obligation as a unit? Why only North Delhi? What happened to the rest of India? I want to know. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please give us your name and where you are. And the caller from India, stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You are the person on Skype. Yes, I am talking to you. Go ahead. Hello. Amazing. Maybe the line is faulty. I do not know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me from India, I presume? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good morning from India.
And good evening from here in the United Kingdom.
This is Placid Alojiawara, the National Hero of India.
Thank you very much. I have a question for you. Why is it, hold on, why is it that only North Delhi, hold on, let me ask you a question. Why is it that only North Delhi pay their monthly dues? Why is that?
Director, you know, I can say some people still follow the gossip that happened here some months back.
No, I'm not talking about gossip. Hold on. I am following what our sister read out yesterday live on air. I will ask you again, why is it that only North Delhi paid?
Yes, Director, really, I personally, I think from next weekend, the South Delhi
Muslim
Media monthly support.
No, must you be reminded before you do something you're supposed to do? Should you be reminded or prompted?
No, of course. Me and the other members are working towards that. Really, I promise.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement for our meeting some hours to come because we are already Sunday here. The venue of the meeting tomorrow is general meeting here in New Delhi. The venue of the meeting is Mahipapu.
any person that living here immediately know where Mani Papo is. There is a hotel there called Residence Hotel. Any part of India, any part of Delhi you are, come to Mani Papo Red Light. Just call my number or you call National Coordinator number. My number is this 88-060-798927. I repeat, 88-060-798927. The national coordinator here, Christian Motu, his number is 99-71-01-9734. Any part of Delhi you are, call this number for more information. Another thing I want to say concerning Igbo people is this. It's very shameful where I come from. In 1940s, 50s, 60s, I never heard of any Hausa Fulani man come to Igbo land and receive title. Our people have taken for our ancestors, our great-grandfathers give to them as a political word. I don't know how to call it. Our elders have taken the glory of our land to foreign lands in the name of politics. What a shame to our land. And as they are been collecting money, selling their children, which is abomination. For you here in India, who don't want to come out for your freedom, Buhari will Islamize you. Buhari will Islamize you very soon. This is what I want to tell
Buhari.
You.
They love Buhari already. Don't they love him? So even if they, even if Buhari is to Islamize them, that is what they want. That is what they crave. Maybe that is what they need to witness before they change. But my fear is that there is too much Hausa blood already in Igbo population. That if Islam comes, so they welcome it. People will always gravitate to where their gene pool is. That is my fear. That perhaps we are even in far more trouble than we are willing to admit. And that is very, very worrying. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? There is a caller on... Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still online.
No, hello? Not you. Plus, yes, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Dear Lord God, have mercy. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Perhaps not. Perhaps not. I have a caller on the phone. Let us see who is there and where they're calling us from. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Calling from Lome, Togo.
From Lome, Togo.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Director, may God bless you. May God give you the strength, zeal, and understanding to follow the affair that God has handed over to you.
You see?
I am from Mbalu in Biafra land. Mbalu local government in Biafra land.
Yes, please.
And I am residing in Lome Togo.
In Lome Togo, go ahead.
Now, what I was saying before you talking off is that Aba is a death trap. Since this guy entered here called Ochendo, I don't know who he's saying before. That Ochendo, that man has just started Aba. You know, Aba was built by Sam Onona Kambakwe.
That is correct, yes.
Sam Onona Kambakwe Park. 1980. When this man entered here, everything got destroyed. Please, the Biafrans have to look into this. And all those back eggs, we need to eliminate them. Like what happened in Ghana. What can make these sorting guys? We need to eliminate them. Let them give us way so that we are like what we are looking for. Biafra. Biafra is where I stand. I still stick on Biafra. What is happening in Nigeria now is not something to write home about. What I'm saying is this election, coming 2015 election, will not hold. Ask me why. Because of Boko Haram. If people lined up to vote,
there will be bomb blasts everywhere.
They'll be cut down to pieces. If people queue up to vote, in the, they will be mowed down. Like church rats.
Yes.
If they try it, let them go ahead and see. People don't understand. Even France is under siege. France, of all people, cannot even breathe. Talk less of a body of monkeys.
My director.
Yes, please.
Do you know why they used to say in Benwesha? In every family you went in Igbo land, in Jeffra land, you see about 3-5 chiefs. 3-5 chiefs. What is all this? Because of money. If you get 1,000, you need the CSA, you will confirm you with 60,000, give them 10,000, they will confirm you with 60,000. All these things need to stop. We need to put a stop on it. We need to put a stop on it. That's you. Come Nigeria will be burned down one day. And it's another part this year, 2015. Because the strikes are coming. Since this year, 2015, here, bomb over here, bomb here, bomb here. So please, I want to urge you, continue going, don't relax. I want to talk about the guy that come from Yoruba or Hausa, I don't know what his name. I want to tell you, anybody that calls, even from outside, even America, receive that person and let us hear what people will be suggesting about Biafra. Don't distract anybody, don't segregate anybody. Receive me, your brother Biafran, as you receive another person. So that we will get points from here and there. We get points from all corners of the whole world. Finally, I want to say about this guy, President of the United States of America, your brother, dear. That man is not helping things. He's not helping things at all. Obama, or what is he called, Obama. It's time he worked up and done something. I remember when Clinton was there. Clinton was saying something about Biafra. Am I right?
Of course.
So please, do something. Look at Buhari. That name is not good. That name, Buhari. He is barring everybody. He is barring everybody in Nigeria. What did he forget in government house that he wants to go and take again? He wants to rule Nigeria.
Sharia. He forgot Sharia.
When he was ruling, was the president, and the person under him is the one that is taking control. So that one, he don't know 1+1. He don't know 1+1 at all. For him to go to that place again. He's going for revenge. I last when Babangida was ruling, when Babangida imprisoned him, his mother died. And Babangida brought him out to go and see where they buried his mother. And he's coming back by 2 force to retaliate against Babangida. And Babangida will be the last person to support him to go that place again. So if you look inside and outside, there is problem within themselves. And everything that is happening in Nigeria, there is an insider. There is an insider.
Of course. They are crumbling. Of course. And thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you very much. From Togo, all the way from Togo. We have calls today from Yemen as well. I have a caller on the line on the phone. The very last caller for this evening, I hasten to add. Give us your name and where you are, please. You're calling us from +43, please. Which country is that? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
I'm talking to you. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Chizoba Obi.
Chizoba Obi.
I'm calling from Austria.
So I can call you Jesus. I can call you Yeshua. If you're Chizoba, it means your name is Jesus. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, I just want to say 2 things.
Go ahead and say it.
Number one is that I just want to congratulate you for the good job you are doing. And I believe all of us are fighting the same cause, and what I want to urge and also suggest, if it is possible for us to, I think in this cause we are fighting, I think we are using aggressiveness to fight it, and I don't think it's all that wise, because I used to hear some people calling Nigeria zoo. I don't like it. White people, when they said it's the name you give to your dog, that is what other people will call it. We are Africans, and we are fighting for our freedom. Wish everybody, all anything that is running on my vein is for us to be free and become a Biafra of our own. But I don't think we can achieve it. Even from, I must also say, it's true that the world is hearing us, but I have to comment on your own. Like I have said before, I commend you for the good job you are doing, but
from your voice, sometimes you sound some a little bit aggressive. I think you should calm down a little bit, because some people who are calling, this is my second time of calling this Radio Biafra since ever it has been in existence. Some people, when they are calling, the approach you give to them or the approach you give to them might determine if they are going to call the next time. I've heard some, I've been online for a very long time. I have some, I've heard you answering a lot of calls. Some people, you tell them, if you don't off your telephone, so if you don't lower your TV, this or you set down, I cut you off. This is not the way. I used to hear even white people, when they are calling on telephone or even on the TV, they will tell you, yeah, thank you for calling. Please, can you reduce this in a polite way? So I think it is very nice and advisable for us to fight this cause in a very polite and very sweet voice way, instead of aggressiveness. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you still on the line, or have you gone?
Yes, I'm on. No, I'm still on the line.
Thank you very much. In, you said white people will be nice and very sweet. Is that correct?
Sorry?
You said white people will be nice and sweet when they host program on the air.
No, I mean, if you watch white people program,
yes.
If people are calling on phone to ask some questions, even if you are making a mistake, even the way they will tell it to you, you will know that they are coming, they are polite. But the way we sound sometimes, we don't sound polite.
Why?
There was one other guy that called you. There was one other guy that called you from India. He called you. You were not the one that called him. He was trying to talk to you. He said, wait first. Why have you not paid your due? You should have allowed him to talk. Then after talking, because he's the one that is calling you. After talking, whenever he finished expressing why he called you, now, when you have your own time to speak, this is when you can tell him, why have you people not done this? But you told him, he wanted to speak. He said, wait first. Why have you people not paid this? It doesn't sound nice. So, me, I'm not talking for the Biafran people. I am talking for Chizoba Obi. Personally, yes. I don't know about any other person. And but then, for me, the way I hear it doesn't sound polite.
And I will tell you the reason why we speak the way we do. Do you have light in your village?
I don't have light in my village.
Hold on. Do you have road leading to your village?
We don't have road, but I still have car. I still drive home.
Exactly.
But we don't have good one.
Of course, nobody does. That is why we speak the way we do. We speak the way we do in order to be able to inform people as to the right thing to do, because some of you don't listen. You don't hear when we speak. And about the caller from India, I spoke to him because he is a principal officer of state. That's why I spoke to him the way I did. If he's not a principal officer of state, I would not have. I asked him a question in his capacity as a principal officer of state of Biafra in India. That is why. So we know what we are doing. Don't worry, you will see the result. You say you want us to be nice and very sweet. Yes, of course, we are nice and sweet, my dear brother. That is why we are giving Chief Tezita to Buhari. We don't need niceness here or sweetness. If you have suffered what we have suffered, if you feel the shame and the humiliation we feel, you would be worse than we are. That is why we don't beg people. We don't care if people call Radio Biafra or not. Why should you beg you to call Radio Biafra? And I go chintana agesula. We are only propagating the gospel of truth. Of course, some of us used to be very, very polite and extremely gentle. And then you spend years trying to talk to people to see sense and for them to see the light, but they can't. You keep allowing people to wallow in the same stupidity year after year, but you are being polite to them. And then before you know it, they bring Go On down and give Go On chieftaincy title. Because we did nothing, we are being very polite. Now they can bring Buhari as well and give Buhari chieftaincy title. Had Adekunle been alive, Black Scorpion, one day they'll bring him and give him chieftaincy title. There is no space for niceness. I want Biafra, by all means necessary, but ostensibly through violence. If Biafra will not come through violence, then I will not be a part of it. Because Biafra will not be like any other useless African country. We speak the way we do because we want you to do extraordinary things. If you behave like a Black African person, then we will fail. You have to reason differently. But I welcome your call all the same. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, wherever you are. in any part of the world you may be in. Tomorrow is another day. Some of you have called us all day. They have not been able to get through, and all night as well, depending on where you are. But in keeping with our pledge on this very platform, we endeavor to take as many calls as possible, but we cannot take all the calls at the same time. Therefore, I will ask you to try again tomorrow. If you call us, you can't get us, keep calling. Keep calling. And we welcome your advice. We may not take it, or we may take it depending on how valid it is. But your views we respect. Even though I disagree with my dear brother Chizoba, but I welcome his views all the same. This is Radio Biafra. We do things differently here because we don't want to raise another group of idiotic black African people. Not here, God forbid. We want to raise Biafrans. So that Chukwuebem will be very, very proud to come to that very land when he comes here on this very earth. This is Radio Biafra, where we want to cure the Igbo disease of Oshi, Igbo disease of debilitating greed and jealousy and stupidity at that. But we will cure them. You just watch and see. Eventually, we will cure them. This night, we have preached this very gospel on this platform. Therefore, I will maintain, as I do every blessed day, that Biafra is my religion. Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But there is something more important than you and I, something more important than life and death itself. That thing is Biafra. And because of that, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all for listening, and I do hope you join us again tomorrow. From me here, it is simply good evening.
We shall always rise.